Coming to you live from the base of Mount Paramount. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who is about to traverse to the highest peak of Paramount Mountain here in another Brant Steele simulation. I am Rob Cisternino. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the rarefied air. Behind us is Paramount Mountain, home of Paramount Plus, where all of the stars of CBS All Access and Paramount Entertainment will get together in an iconic battle of online entertainment supremacy. And here to join me to traverse the mountain, here he is, Mr. BS, Mike Bloom.
Never were those two letters more pertinent than today, Rob. What the hell are we doing here?
Okay, Mike, remember the Super Bowl? I know every day is like a week. Every week is like a year. But last month, actually, yes, it was only February. Mm-hmm. But last month, there was a Super Bowl. Wasn't a great game. But there were a million commercials for Paramount Plus in which fictional characters hiked up Paramount Mountain.
Yes, so this was advertising the new service Paramount Plus, which is launching on March 4th. It is a sort of a rebranding of what was formerly known as CBS All Access, because now that the big CBS Viacom merger happened in the past couple of years, they essentially wanted to say, okay, now that we have CBS and Viacom properties all under one big umbrella, let's just sort of do away with CBS All Access, because that name doesn't apply to everything, and come up with a brand new name. Hence, Paramount Plus. So it's a new name, though it's lovingly ripped off of another platform's name.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're all Plus. So we're going to talk about today. We're going to have two tribes. One tribe of CBS All-Stars, one tribe of Viacom All-Stars. And they are coming together here to find out who will be the king or queen of the Mount Paramount. So that's what we're here to do today. If you are interested in subscribing to Paramount Plus, they are not a sponsor, but we do have an affiliate code. If you would like to subscribe, if you see something, oh, I didn't know that was on Paramount Plus, you can go to robisthewebsite.com/Paramount for that. Mike, I'm very excited to meet our teams. How's everything going for you?
Everything is going well. As we approach March, things are incredibly busy, surprisingly so. I think this is sort of a representation of like the mountain load of content that we are very lucky to experience, both from our reality and a scripted perspective. But I'm always, always happy, Rob, to take a night and talk through some BS, Brant Steele some stuff, especially in this version, which may be our most creative endeavor yet, considering this was by popular demand. This commercial, which if those of you that don't know, as Rob was alluding to, was a series of Super Bowl commercials featuring both real celebrities as well as fictional characters from Viacom and CBS properties hiking up Mount Paramount to get to the top, only to find out that I guess they're sort of like trapped as metaphors on top of the mountain. Actually a very like existential ending, surprisingly so. But because of the crossover nature of things that puts Avengers Infinity War and Super Smash Brothers to shame, we had a lot of people within our circles reaching out saying, when's the Brant Steele of this coming along? The answer is right now. Yeah. We decided this would be, you and I haven't done a Brant Steele on the main feed in quite some time. I know that we've been doing some really great stuff with the patrons in the patron only stuff every single month.
But and we'll be doing another one coming up at the end of March, if you're interested, that we're going to do another one of our patron Brant Steeles where we have 18 patrons on a Zoom call. And have them go for the live responses from people when we do a Brant Steele in the patron Brant Steele. We posted one of the last ones we did, the Jordan Kalish versus Frail Mary edition.
Yeah, that's very fun because you get to sort of have people be forced into the exercise of trying to explain the actions of someone who has your face but is not doing the things that you want them to do. People really play the part. So if you ever want to be part of a Brant Steele and act along, now is a better time than any. It's right early in the month as well, so you get a lot of patron content too if you become a patron of Rob as a Podcast. But whether you're a patron or not, we're still going to enjoy this today as we hype about Paramount.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Thanks to David Allen, Brandon Donlin, and others who suggested you got to brand steal this Paramount Mountain season. Mike, I've been enjoying you on a number of podcasts recently, including, I know you did the Big Brother Think Tank on Monday night. What an all-star lineup that was. Forget Paramount Mountain. Liana Boris back together for off-season B&B, Taryn Armstrong and Jenny Autumn all together on a podcast on the Big Brother Think Tank. And then we got together with Jenny Autumn to rank the greatest musical moments all time in Survivor history. It's all up at robisawebsite.com. All right, Mike, why don't we take a look at our cast first? Should we meet the CBS tribe?
Yes, let's put our one singular eye on the CBS tribe. Now, I should mention, everyone who's going to be in the cast of this Brant Steele are people or characters who showed up in commercials for the Paramount Plus proper. So we are pulling the cast quite literally from the group of people there. So we're not pulling from any characters that were not necessarily seen but are in the Pantheon. This is everyone who we have seen hiking at some point up Mount Paramount in this series of like 9 or 10 commercials, and we decided to place them in a Survivor season.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and meet our tribes, and we'll start with the CBS tribe. All right. We're watching this on a Brant Steele. We're sharing that on the screen. If you want, of course, to be following along with us, you can watch the video on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. But of course, click on the link in the notes on the show if you are on the website to follow along. All right, Mike, here we are. It's the CBS tribe. All right, tell us about who is here today.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't be a Survivor season without someone named Coach. And boy, oh boy, do we have a coach here. Former coach of the Steelers, and I believe he's a talking head for NFL Today. Currently, yes. Coach Bill Cowher is here, repping it for the CBS tribe.
Yes, famously of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Super Bowl winning coach. Yeah, Coach Cowher was selected. I believe also like Jim Nance and Tony Romo might have also made an appearance, but it's going to be Coach Cowher, who's going to be here to represent the NFL on CBS.
Now, do you think people are going to call him Coach, or will someone get belligerent and call him William instead, refuse to call him by his appointed name?
Yeah, I don't know what if anybody's going to get mad at him. I mean, he used to be famously like ill-tempered on the sidelines, but I think that maybe being in the broadcast booth or on the set of NFL Today for some time, I think he seems pretty mellow.
Yeah, a lot of pictures that I took for the purposes of this, there were a lot of him frowning, almost making a beaker-like upside-down U with his mouth. So it seems to say that it's either he does not take a picture well, or he's irascible on the sidelines, or both. So we'll see. That might come out should his team continue to lose challenges, because you know he's got to lead them to victory.
Okay. All right. Then, Mike, who is up next?
Up next is Diane Lockhart, Christine Baranski's fiery attorney. Let's see if she can put up a good fight when it comes to playing on a Paramount Mountain.
Yes. Okay. Of course, that is the original series on CBS All Access, The Good Fight.
Right. Coming from The Good Wife, in which she originally starred. But, you know, interestingly enough, Diane Lockhart, I believe one of the plots of the good fight is that she has lost all of her fortune in a Ponzi scheme. Mm. So she has that in common with a Survivor player or two. So I think that maybe puts her in the right headspace.
That have lost fortunes?
Or in a Ponzi scheme specifically.
Mm. Okay. All right. Mike, who's next?
Da 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 da. Play that newscaster jingle, because we've got an authentic broadcaster persona.
Was that a Rick Devins call out?
Well, I think
Gail King.
When a journalist is on the scene, you gotta play the jingle. Here is Gail King.
King stays king.
From being Oprah's sidekick to being her own CBS News anchor. And I do wonder how much that journalism is going to come into play, specifically at Tribal Council, considering some other people that are on this tribe as well. I do think Tribal Councils are going to be particularly noteworthy.
Okay. Mike, who else is here?
We're repping some late night here on the CBS tribe. James Corden, is here. He was using a snowmobile to cheat in the commercials proper. Let's see if he gets some karaoke going like you did once upon a time, Rob, on the Tombaki tribe. We'll see if there are good for James Corden's version.
Yeah,
of
maybe James
karaoke.
Corden will make it to some Survivor musical moments, perhaps, if things go well. All right. And have we ever done, Mike, a Brant Steele featuring this next person?
Absolutely not. But this is a question that every Survivor fan has asked themselves. And the person themselves, I'm sure, has asked themselves many, many times. How would Jeff Probst do on Survivor? Jeff Probst was seen in Paramount Mountain. He was literally carrying the torch. They really use him, I feel like, maybe most so out of any of these CBS peoples. There are shots of him hanging on a cliff, yelling, holding the torch.
He got the most screen time out of anybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, this really, and you know how committed to things Jeff can be. I mean, remember all those times he transitioned the votes from the final voting place back to the United States. Like, Jeff is good for a bit, and this is full of bits. But it also creates this really fun prospect of what's going to happen when Jeff Probst plays Survivor. You know, is this the equivalent of the Survivor Super Duper fan coming on? He's supposed to know the game. Is he going to flame out spectacularly, or is he going to have an unfair advantage in the competition?
Yeah, Mike, is Jeff Probst also hosting this, or is there a different CBS personality who is hosting the season?
But you know what I figured is, remember that one Emmys year where all of the nominees for Best Reality Host hosted together and like cycled through? I wonder if we can do that with all of the hosts from CBS and Viacom properties.
Yes.
So Phil Kogan, Julie Chen Moonves.
Phil Kogan got snubbed.
TJ Lavin can get thrown in there
host
as well.
So like two shows on CBS that he should have gotten a spot on Paramount Mountain.
Yeah, I do think that maybe it was just a matter. I do wonder when these filmed as well, because I know that Phil was out filming Tough as Nails.
Oh, maybe
they could have just pulled them into the office in L.A. for a day, right, to film these.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, when they shot those intros for Tough as Nails, they could have had Phil go in front of the green screen for a minute.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of these are green screen. And we'll talk about some people who I don't think even appear to do new things. Some people just flat out got superimposed like they are at the end of Return of the Jedi. But Jeff Probst was not one of them. Jeff Probst was really in it to win it in the course of those commercials. And so we shall see. Survivor is his game, but we'll see how much this really is his game when he's actually playing it.
Okay. All right. Then let's go ahead and meet the other members of the tribe. Okay. Who else is next?
All right, so we are going way, way back with Paramount, really putting the Paramount in Paramount Plus, right? Lucy Ricardo from I Love Lucy, of course, as well as inimitable other Lucy-based properties. This is not the first time, Rob, you and I have played with Lucy Ricardo. I know that we played with her with Akiva Winokur when we drafted.
I totally forgot about that. Yes.
Best TV characters. I do believe Lucy made a pretty good killing here, but I can imagine all the schemes she's going to come up with and how much it's going to blow up in her face like it does at the end of every episode.
Okay. Mike, who else is here? Somebody else who is a veteran to Brant Steele?
Yes, very much so, but maybe in a different regard in that the characters that this person plays have certainly showed up, but not the person proper. So as I talked about, the end of the Paramount Mountain commercials shows a bunch of characters summiting the mountain, and they are greeted by two people playing themselves. One of them is Sir Patrick Stewart, who is playing himself. He's not playing Jean-Luc Picard. He's not playing Professor X. He's just playing Patrick Stewart, who also narrates all of these commercials as well. So Patrick Stewart is playing the authentic P-Stew way.
Wait, how did you know if it was Patrick Stewart and not Captain Picard?
I'm pretty sure someone says, oh, it's Patrick Stewart. And so I think they really
underlined breaking the fourth wall.
He's wearing a tuxedo. He's not wearing his Starfleet uniform. This might just be some big holodeck simulation that we're not entirely sure about. But I'm fairly sure that they actually underlined the fact that, no, this is specifically Patrick Stewart, not a character that he is playing, unless he's doing the whole, like, extras, thing of, oh, it's Patrick Stewart playing Patrick Stewart.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. All right. Then tell me, is this person playing themselves?
Yes. So we are going back to what Patrick Stewart is probably most well known for, his universe, even though we are not talking about his part in the universe specifically. We're talking Spock. Spock is another person who made an appearance in that aforementioned Brant Steele. In this case, I believe they used obviously the Ethan Peck version of Spock from Star Trek Discovery and the upcoming Star Trek Strange New World. So I think we will use him in that regard here. Though I do wonder if the new school Spock is going to play a bit differently than the old school Spock.
Yeah, what is the difference between the Spock of CBS All Access and the Leonard Nimoy version?
I believe the Spock of CBS All Access, I believe he was given a learning disability called Latak Torai. Wow. And I think he sported a beard at one point. He was definitely more emotionally more emotionally volatile because the Discovery takes place. Yeah, before the TOS era. So this is before Spock really found his cool and composure. So it's interesting. You think that he's trying to, you know, you would think that maybe as a returning player, it would go in the opposite direction of, okay, now he knows what to do. He can find his cool. It's the exact opposite now. He's essentially gone from that very steeled, logical gaze to more of a hot-headed person.
Okay. Then let's talk about our next contestant here.
Stephen Colbert, which is interesting. This is sort of like the Goliath becoming the David, right? Or vice versa. Stephen Colbert, previously a Viacom star, the current host of the Late Show. He was the one that was tending bar alongside Sir Patrick Stewart at the top of Paramount Mountain. Also a similar late night host on CBS. We'll see if that breeds some smoke between him and James Corden.
If he goes much further than Stephen Colbert, he should get 11:30.
Well, we'll see who goes later in the game and who just goes late in the game.
All right, then round out the CBS tribe for us.
Yeah, of course, we gotta throw one character in here. But I think we've only got a few characters outright. And look, you can't have modern CBS and modern CBS commercials without this young lad. Young Sheldon is here. Not Sheldon Cooper, specifically young Sheldon.
Yeah, sure.
Young Sheldon is here. Sure. He made his way out of his genteel southern town to see if he could make his way through the game amidst a group of people much, much older than him.
Yeah, let's see. I think that we should have maybe like an interesting, like, of, you know, maybe paternal relationship between young Sheldon and Spock.
Oh, that is interesting. I do think that they have very similar mindsets. There's also could be a thing. I don't know. There might be some simpatico relationships between young Sheldon and Coach Bill Cowher, because I believe young Sheldon's father is a football coach as well. Mm-hmm. So I think he has that experience.
Yeah. We ideally like to try to get the gender balance right on these things, but we are limited to who is on Paramount Mountain.
Yeah, exactly. We're limited to the commercial. We try to even it up a bit. You'll see it more with the other tribe. I do believe it's even in that regard. But I think we'll see that the Viacom tribe is quite literally more animated and colorful than the CBS tribe.
Okay. All right. Let's meet the Viacom tribe. Okay. All right. Here's the first part of our Viacom tribe. Okay. Mike, can you tell us about this duo?
Yeah, so we have two people playing as one, BB Can 4-style, but you can't split these guys up. It's Beavis and Butthead. They've done America, now they're doing Paramount.
Settle down, Beavis.
Yes.
Exactly. You know that Julie Chen Moonves is going to pull that out of Tribal Council when everyone starts getting up and whispering.
And she got snubbed too.
Yeah. Though I think, I don't know. I don't know if Julie Chen Moonves would agree to do that.
Well, you know, I'm on the CBS website, pretty much 30% of my day. And sometimes she's like one of the faces on the website.
Do you think they could have done a thing that's really tongue in cheek where her circuits freeze at the top of the mountain because it's so cold?
I don't know. A lot of times it's her, Jeff Probst, and Shamar Moore.
Yeah, exactly. Shamar Moore did, unfortunately, snubbed for the CBS tribe. We were trying to get a cardboard cutout of Shamar Moore from the CBS store, but they were all sold out. So unfortunately, the facsimile could not make its way in. But yeah, Beavis and Butthead here, one of the seminal MTV duos. Exactly. So we shall see. Are they better together, or does that just multiply the annoying factor? Are they going to continue to make commentary? Are they going to be rather lascivious with the other tribe members?
I couldn't believe that Beavis and Butthead, who is looking for Beavis and Butthead? Who's like, oh my God, finally, I can go back and stream all of Beavis and Butthead.
So the Viacom sec part of this is interesting.
It's wild.
For a long time, Viacom are really the holdouts in the streaming wars between Hulu and YouTube TV. None of them ever had access to the Viacom stuff. They've been notorious holdouts. This is really the first time they're bringing it in. So maybe to push against your point, maybe there are people out there who say, you know what, I haven't seen Beavis and Butthead in a long time.
Mike, next month, go check Apple Podcasts. See if there's a Beavis and Butthead rewatch out there. There won't be.
You don't think that Mike Judge gets together with whoever else did voices to do like a episode by episode Beavis and Butthead pod, Beavis and Butt pod?
Beavis and Butt pod? Is that what it's going to be called?
I guess that's going to be what it's going to be called.
Yeah. I don't know what they would call it. I don't know. I'm trying to remember if they have any catchphrases.
Yeah, it could be, I don't know, like, could there be something around Cornholio?
I need teapot. Yeah.
I don't know. Hole.
Do you have any teapot? Yeah. No. Why? Who asked for this?
Okay. Well, evidently, here they are. They are more old school in that regard, but they are.
They should release the stats. Let's find out if one person streams Beavis and or Butthead.
But there were only a few animated characters in these commercials that we saw. I would say Beavis and Butthead were probably the most prominent of them all, to the point where they actually made Jeff Probst crack up with their maturity or lack thereof. So who knows? They might be the class clowns around camp here on the Viacom tribe.
Maybe I'm underestimating the amount of appeal for Beavis and Butthead.
I think it might have. Listen, everything in the 90s is popular again. Beavis and Butthead, I feel like Mike Judge has put in several Beavis and Butthead random commentaries over the years since they quote unquote retired. So there might be more demand for B&B than we thought. Oh no.
Yes.
Are they coming for they're coming for my wig.
All right. Mike, let's talk about who else is here on the Viacom tribe.
Well, we're going to stay anime, but go in the exact opposite direction when it comes to, I would say, age rating. We are going to Paw Patrol. Here is Chase.
Yes.
Rob, I know you begrudgingly have a lot of experience with Paw Patrol.
Yeah, I don't know if your son is old enough to be watching the Paw Patrol. My older son got very into it. My younger son, not as much, but he was a big Paw Patrol guy, of course. Chase is on the case.
Yeah, so that might bear very poorly for those that are trying to evade him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could very much see him pull a Detective Dean trying to figure out what exactly is going on, but I think unlike Dean, he might actually solve these cases.
Yes. Or maybe he could be like a Chase Rice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually very true. And we'll see, maybe Chase pulls out a guitar with his mouth to play at the reunion when it finds out that he left his job being a cop to pursue a career in country music.
Okay. All right, Mike, tell me about this next person competing on the Viacom tribe.
Yeah, it's a song to be called Get My Buzz Bark. Yeah, so this is DJ Khaled is making an appearance.
DJ Khaled! Okay.
Exactly, a man who needs
somebody
no introduction.
Scream!
Because he announces himself all the time. Yeah, I was stunned.
What show is he from?
For the life of me, Rob, I have no clue. I'm assuming there's probably some sort of...
Does he have a show on Viacom?
Maybe he's just like Viacom's property, you know? Maybe he's like an actual commodity of the company itself.
Okay.
So here he is as himself, as we know, is prolific rapper, music producer, social media content
maybe
producer.
Maybe look at his IMDb. We'll see what he's on.
Yeah, it says... I don't know. I'm seeing something.
Is there streaming music on Paramount Plus?
I don't think they have a streaming music platform. I'm seeing something where back in 2018, he partnered with Viacom to announce a scholarship. So maybe it's more for his humanitarian efforts.
Okay. Sure.
It looks like MTV aired a couple of DJ Khaled specials back in 2019.
Yeah.
It says DJ Khaled, he's on the payroll. I think, much like a Gayle King, like he does not have a show in which he works on prominently, but he is affiliated enough with the Viacom brand and certainly was around to bring in and do a couple of these commercials.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see what happens with DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
And we'll find out if truly all he does is win.
No matter what. We'll see if everybody puts their hands up and they stay there as DJ Khaled is able to rob them blind for $1 million.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, who else is here?
Dora the Explorer is here. look out, folks. Better hide your idols, because Dora's got that map and she's going to find them lickety-split.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very excited to welcome Dora.
Yeah, Dora has been a fixture
Dora.
Of Nickelodeon all the way back in, what, the early 2000s, alongside the Blues Cruise craze. That's the more of a Rob Gronkowski type of thing. Dora's repping sort of the, along with Chase, sort of the younger crowd, though mm-hmm. she has a lot of gumption. She had her own major motion picture.
Yep.
So Dora is timeless, and I think we'll see how that plays out, even though she's amongst people that are not necessarily her age. Mm-hmm. She's got that go-get-it attitude, yeah. right? She's got that young hustle.
Yes, and maybe, young Sheldon, perhaps, could be a possible friend down the line.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see the kids sort of link up across age groups.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, who else is here?
So, coming from the world of Comedy Central, or at least formerly Comedy Central, now Quibi, I think, was where it hosted the reunion, the revival.
Yeah.
Quibi, which I should mention, a former winner of Brian Steele.
Yes,
Best
congratulations, Quibi. Yes. Okay, who is this that we're going to talk about?
This is Lieutenant Jim Dangle, the head of the Reno 911 police force.
I mean, Mike, stop me if I'm way off base on this. Maybe you are a huge Reno 911 stan. I watched it. It was fine. Like, is Reno 911 such an iconic intellectual property that it was so prominently featured in the Super Bowl ads of like, oh my God, I gotta get that Paramount Plus so I could stream Reno 911.
Yeah, Beavis Butthead is at least enough of a relic of the 90s that you could say, oh, that'd be fun to reinvestigate.
Yes, at their height, Beavis and Butthead were a phenomenon.
Right. Reno 911 was fun. I mean, it is one of the only Comedy Central series that lasted to, what, 6 or 7 seasons. Mm-hmm. It definitely was one of its more noteworthy shows.
Yeah.
But I would say, outside of its typical new stuff, the most noteworthy Comedy Central show is a puddle compared to
real quick. Give me the Mount Rushmore of Comedy Central shows. Should we take the Daily Show off the?
Should we take the news shows?
Yeah,
off?
Take the news shows off. Okay, give me the.
I would say probably. I probably put Broad City up there.
Okay,
I feel like that's been popularly talked about. I might put Reno 911 up there because I feel like, I don't know, if you put like a Tosh.0. Oh wait, no, South Park.
Yeah, South Park
number
is number one. Chappelle. I don't know, maybe Chappelle's
show.
I'm talking about Dave Chappelle. I think
you could squeeze the Reno 911 on there. You could also maybe
Amy
squeeze
Schumer.
Like a Drunk History maybe could also make its way in there. I do feel like Amy Schumer similarly.
I'm not sure.
Pretty big.
I mean, really, like Reno. Maybe Reno 911 was the best they could get.
Maybe it really was sort of the Roosevelt Theodore mm-hmm. Roosevelt of the. Okay, this is the most recent one. Doesn't really fit in with the other ones, but okay, sure. I guess we can put him up there on Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Dangle was here in his short shorts and everything, making his way sheepishly through Paramount Mountain.
Yep. I think that they should have had maybe Cartman before Beavis and Butthead.
Mm. Oh, that would have been interesting. Yeah, I do. Maybe is Cartman too mature?
Or
do
too you think mature.
Like, Trey Parker and Matt Stone want to do something like that?
I don't know. Like maybe they couldn't. They couldn't have gotten on.
I feel like there's a certain part of them that's like, oh, we're above doing that type of stuff. You know, back when they were nominated for Oscars, they certainly were not into sort of kissing the ass of doing the whole Hollywood red carpet circuit. I would imagine that if they're getting the call to, hey, do a CBS Viacom commercial, they are saying no, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some other notable Comedy Central shows: Sarah Silverman, Key and Peele.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Key and Peele. Yeah, I would say actually, South Park. Key and Peele, Reno 911, and Chappelle Show would probably be the top four.
Yep. Okay. All right. So then let's meet the final five members of the Viacom tribe. All right. Come through with our next person.
Yes. Bring it to the runway to tribal council, RuPaul.
Yes.
Welcome. Now, RuPaul shows up in the tail end, and it's not even like RuPaul doing an appearance proper. It really is just feels like a hologram of RuPaul standing there in her resplendence at the very end of things. But it was pointed out to us that RuPaul was indeed in this. Much like Jeff Probst, I can't give up the opportunity to put RuPaul in a season of Survivor and see exactly what happens. If we talk about island hair, I think Ru's wig is going to mirror Marty Piombo's by the end of this.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. And if maybe Ru and Jeff Probst might be able to get a reality show host alliance going.
Yeah, and especially since I believe that since the advent of the short-lived award, they are the two leaders in the clubhouse for most times that award has been won. So they are really, you know, the leaders of their craft at this point.
Okay, Mike, tell me about our next contestant.
Samara from The Ring shows up in these commercials.
Why?
I guess if you're trying to advertise the movies that are coming in. But again, like we spoke about with Jim Dangle and Beavis and Butthead, Samara was, I guess, the rage back in 2001 when The Ring came out. Mm-hmm. Who is thinking about Samara 20 years removed from
You know
that
why
film?
They put her in there? Because there's no license fee. That you have anybody in there, they're like, who knows what the person looks like? Like, they didn't get the real actress.
That is true, who has probably significantly aged since then. You can just take a random PA, throw a black wig backwards in front of them face, and then just have her flicker through a couple of times.
The girl from The Ring. Yeah, watch out when you go to the well, everybody. Yeah.
Exactly. Watch out for that water well. You know, Tony hit into the water well once upon a time, but I think Samara can take that to a new level.
Okay. All right, Mike, then let's meet somebody who's been hanging out with a Survivor winner.
Yes. Here's Snooki.
Yes.
Snooki is here on Survivor, one of the reality stars really that burned up the 2010s, now making her way into another reality show in 2021.
Okay. All right. Then who else is here?
Well, he's gone from a pineapple under the sea to building a shelter on top of a mountain. SpongeBob SquarePants, someone who, Rob, I know you have become increasingly familiar with.
Don constantly at my house.
So we shall see if SpongeBob's ebullience and everlasting optimism will either make everybody else a Patrick, a compatriot, or a Squidward and just hate him to the end of the earth.
Yes. Do you think he'll be more of a SpongeBob Crowley or more of a SpongeBob dog?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, he could soak up wine very easily in the outhouse. So maybe more of a SpongeBob dog. He might be a vote SpongeBob as well. Maybe he's going to be beat Andrea's record.
Yes. Okay. And then, Mike, who is rounding out the Viacom tribe?
Trevor Noah is here, and I do apologize for the typo, but you know what? He deserves the silent E as
well.
Was
I supposed to refresh the page?
Yeah. Well, I sent you a new link.
Oh, okay. All right. Should I do that now, or should we just go with it?
Yeah. That's a good question. Let's do it now. I feel like people are gonna criticize.
All right. Sorry about that, Mike. You explain Trevor Noah. I'll work on the new link.
So Trevor Noah, current host of The Daily Show, of course, a South African comedian, following in Jon Stewart's footsteps, certainly doing things his own way. The picture that I took is you know, he's really been burning it up, I think, lately with the COVID pandemic at home stuff. He's certainly made a name for himself. Can you believe, Rob, that it's been, I think, 7 years since Jon Stewart left The Daily Show?
Really? It feels like 72.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels both very long and very short. If somebody had told me that, Trevor Noah has been doing this for nearly a decade, I wouldn't believe you, but he has been. He's been putting in the work, and now here he is repping it. Now the question is, will Stephen Colbert have some loyalty to Jon Stewart and want to get rid of another Daily Show host? Will there be solidarity there? Who's to say? Does he also join in on the late night crowd, even though he's a little bit different?
Yeah.
Not entirely sure.
Who will have the best monologue?
That's a great question. I mean, I think the monologues have to be during in the voting booth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. All right, Mike, you ready to get to day one?
Let's get to day one. And so we are doing this in a David versus Goliath format because we wanted to start out with two naturally separate tribes before we mix everything up. So, I mean, your mileage may vary as to who the David is and who the Goliath is. But either way, we want these two people to face down before they have to join together eventually.
All right. So let's go ahead and get to the day one of our game. Okay. All right. So we open it up with a twist, and we see two people selected to how does this twist work, Mike?
Yeah, so if you remember from David versus Goliath, right, it was that the Goliaths pick who they thought were the two weakest Davids, and then they put forward two of their own people to compete in a couple of challenges to get a couple of first supplies. So I think it makes sense here that the Viacom tribe, you know, they're the newer ones on the block, so I think they get first pick here. Mm-hmm. And they pick probably the two oldest people. Lucy is I think, from a IP perspective, the oldest. But they go with Coach Cower and Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, maybe Patrick Stewart is like 80, so I get that call. But I think mistake to go with Coach Cower to put into the first competition.
Well, we'll see. Can he practice what he preaches or coaches?
Yes. Okay. Then we will see for the Viacom tribe. Oh, it's going to be Snooki and Samara competing.
Ooh, SNS. Let's see if they're able to take on the guys here. I'm assuming they maybe it's something involving hair, considering they both have volumes of it.
Yes.
But it looks like the CBS tribe is going to defy the odds. They're going to win this challenge. Like you said, they shouldn't have put in Coach Cowher. He defied expectations, much like Christian Hubicki did with that slide puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So they win basically a bunch of supplies to get them off to a head start at camp.
All right. So now let's go ahead and see what's going on back at camp. No hidden immunity idol, no alliances over at the CBS tribe. So everybody's just a little get to know you.
Yeah, I can imagine that Jeff Probst is chomping at the bit, though, right? This is the guy who's preaching big moves. He is just waiting for the first opportunity to leap. But I think he knows, let's suss out this group and figure out whether or not these are those types of people to do that.
Okay. Meanwhile, over on the Viacom tribe, oh, nothing doing. Let's go to our first immunity challenge.
Yeah, let's see. I think once Tribal Council comes into action, then we're going to see things fly a bit more.
All right. Our first immunity challenge is going to be won by the CBS tribe sending Viacom, assuming that no one gets medically evacuated, to the first Tribal Council of the season.
The good news is SpongeBob's invertebrate, so he won't break his back on the boat.
All right. So let's go back to the beach over on the CBS tribe. Oh, Coach Cower has a major meltdown. Oh, no. This is, I mean, shades of Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing as well, is maybe he's feeling like, oh, man, this is not, I'm not in it. Where are some monkeys for me to howl at? I need to get the hell out of here ASAP. But, you know, his tribe is immune, so he's sort of held hostage. I could also imagine there's a thing where his tribe ends up winning, but they didn't exactly follow his directions, and so he is definitely angry about that. He was whispering plays into his clipboard, but nobody was necessarily following that because nobody understood what he was doing.
Yeah, Coach is not happy. Okay. Meanwhile, there's an alliance here between Jeff Probst and Coach Cower.
I think, well, Jeff very much is a sports fan, right? The way that he fawns over these NFL players, Brad Culpepper most recently. So I think it makes sense that he would want to go after the coach.
Okay, maybe Jeff is able to talk Coach Cower off the ledge a little bit here. Then we have another alliance here of four players. It's Gail King, it's James Corden, it's Lucy, and it's Spock.
This is interesting. Could this have just been the four of them were, I don't know, weaving palm fronds or something, and then they got into a discussion? I cannot imagine James Corden and Spock in an alliance in particular. They feel like completely opposite energy auras.
Yes. Okay. Well, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one, Mike.
I suppose so. And so that means make an alliance quick, even if it comes with, you know, late night hosts that won't shut up.
Okay. So two alliances going on over at the CBS tribe. Okay. Back at the Viacom beach. All right. We see a issue going on here. And Butthead and RuPaul have bonded. Would not have seen that coming.
Well, I don't know. They're both sort of testaments to the 90s, right? That's when RuPaul has had a renaissance. That was when the RuPaul talk show came out. So I think they're both just like, remember those good old days? Man, oh man, we're relics at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So Ru and Beavis and Butthead.
You know, a real three amigos situation.
Never before in the history of entertainment has anyone ever said the sentence, Beavis and Butthead and RuPaul bond slightly. But here we are.
Now, here we go. We're creating new forms of sentences here on the Brain Scan podcast.
All right. Could loom large heading into tonight's Tribal Council. Maybe Beavis and Butthead won't be lip syncing for their lives.
Absolutely not. Especially if their lips are very odd to begin with. I don't want to see them move at all.
All right. Here we go. Tribal Council number one. Beavis, Butthead, Chase, DJ Khaled, Dora the Explorer, Dangle, RuPaul, Samara, Snooki, SpongeBob, Trevor Noah. Someone will be the first player voted out of Paramount.
And we have no idea because no alliances have been formed.
No idols.
No idols, no alliances. So really, this could be a hot mess of a vote.
Okay, let's see. All right, here we go. Time to vote. No idols are played. Here are the votes. First vote, Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, no.
Dora.
Man, an anti-animated crusade.
Dora. Dora. That's three votes for Dora. Beavis and Butthead. Dora. Beavis and Butthead. That's four votes Dora, three votes Beavis and Butthead. Three votes left. Dora. Dora, the tribe has spoken.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Dora, Dora, Dora.
Adios.
Backpack.
Well, I do believe that RuPaul was looking for one of her bracelets that she took with her, happened to find it in Dora's bag, and they said, swiper, no swiping. You're gone.
Okay. All right, so Dora was working with Chase. Is that a Nickelodeon alliance there? So
no, Chase voted for Dora.
Sorry. Oh, Chase.
Nickelodeon.
Okay. All right, so the votes for Beavis and Butthead were DJ Khaled. RuPaul.
RuPaul voted for Beavis and Butthead?
I thought Ru voted for them.
Those are your friends, Ru. Yes, their fashion sense might be something to be acquired, but like, don't cut your nose off. Just don't get a nose job despite your face.
Yes. Okay. So it was Dora, DJ Khaled, and RuPaul.
So I gotta imagine that in addition to the bracelet incident, this is totally like a Dr. Mike in HHH situation, right? Where she's clearly looking for idols. She's got her map. She's got her talking backpack. They say she's got way too many things on her side. We gotta get rid of her ASAP. She's way too squirrely.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. We'll see. All right. One person out of the game. It is Dora the Explorer. She'll be exploring Ponderosa after this. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Ponderadora? Is that a thing?
I don't think so. Not yet. Not yet. Maybe that's the hashtag. All right. Let's get to vote number two here. Back at camp, we have this alliance between Jeff Probst and Bill Cower. We have the Gail King, James Corden, Lucy Ricardo, Spock alliance, all still good. And no alliances at the Viacom tribe, despite the big shocker at Tribal Council. Let's go to our immunity challenge, and this time the Viacom tribe will win immunity, sending CBS to its first tribal council of the season.
Now, I do wonder, maybe another reason why they got rid of Dora was because she is a kid. She does have smaller legs, so it's tougher for her to run. Maybe they felt like she was a bit more dead weight, whereas now they could have surged forward and get that fishing kit. SpongeBob's feeling real iffy about that fishing kit, by the way.
All right, let's go to back to the beaches before tonight's tribal council. Over on the CBS tribe, Lucy and Stephen Colbert bond slightly.
Yeah, they're both. I mean, Stephen was a comedian, right? He used to be an actor, so I think they're both bonding over physical comedy and the sitcoms and the like. But it looks like, Rob, we have a third alliance on the CBS tribe.
Okay, all right. This is an interesting one. It's James Corden, Jeff Probst, and Sir Patrick Stewart.
It's like the sharp-dressed men alliance, right? Like, all these guys are known for their immaculate fashion sense. So I feel like this is a good trio of people. And look at Jeff Probst now. He's got this trio going on. He's got an alliance with Coach Cowher. Mm-hmm. He knows the game. He's insulating himself, making multiple bonds.
Okay. All right. Back at the Viacom tribe, okay? Now, RuPaul and Samara have a major fight. Why is RuPaul fighting with Samara from the ring?
Well, RuPaul went after Samara's hair, right? Said like, oh, you got to get that wig fixed. There's something wrong with it. And Samara was not happy with that comment.
Okay. All right. Be careful, Ru. Okay. And then RuPaul is everywhere, bonding with Snooki.
Yeah, because Snooki says, yeah, that wig is ratchet. I mean, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, Snooki is not messing with Samara.
No, okay. And Snooki comes from the age of the bump it, so she knows hair very well.
Okay, now we have a big alliance here, alliance of five. It's Chase, DJ Khaled, Dangle, RuPaul, and Samara. Now, I just thought that RuPaul and Samara have a major fight. Now they're an alliance.
I wonder if this came before that of, okay, we made this alliance, but things might be strained. This is interesting, though, right? Because this is a tribe of nine. So this leaves who? Beavis and Butthead is on the outs. Trevor Noah is on the outs. Snooki is on the outs. And I feel like I'm forgetting one more person.
All right, we'll see.
SpongeBob's on the outs as well.
SpongeBob. Okay. All right. He'll work his way back in. All right. Let's go to tribal council number two. Bill Cower, Diane Lockhart, Gail King, James Corden, Jeff Probst, Lucy Ricardo, Patrick Stewart, Spock, Stephen Colbert, Young Sheldon. One of them will be the first player voted out of the CBS tribe.
And we've got a few alliances going on here, right? We have a quartet, we have a trio, and we have a duo. So it's perhaps one that cannot be vouched for, maybe a Young Sheldon or a Diane Lockhart. I would not be surprised to be the first boot from this tribe.
Okay. No idols.
No one's going idol hunting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. They're too busy hiking up the mountain. Let's go to our votes. And our first vote is Spock.
Oh, highly illogical vote.
Coach Cower. Young Sheldon.
Oh.
Spock. Young Sheldon. Coach Cower. All right, we are tied. 2-2-2. 4 votes left. Spock. Young Sheldon.
Okay.
Coach Cower. Oh. All right.
No,
that's 3 votes, Coach Cower. 3 votes, Spock. 3 votes, Young Sheldon. 1 vote left.
Oh, my God.
The first player voted out of the CBS tribe is going to be Coach Cower.
Wow. Fired.
Coach Cower, you are dismissed.
Yes.
Black
Monday.
Not
even downgraded. No special teams here for you or special tribes. You have been booted. Wow.
Yes.
I did not expect that.
Mike Tomlin is not coming in, though.
Was it so much as just his attitude in that first round of everything just really got on everyone's nerves?
I don't know. Couldn't get along with everybody. This was, you know, he's used to being the boss.
Yeah, though I wonder, so maybe this quartet were really the ones that determined the vote, and they end up saving Spock, one of their alliance members, but I wonder if they were the ones that voted out the coach here.
Yeah, let's see how this all went. Okay, so...
So Coach Cower voted for Spock.
So Coach Cower, Diane Lockhart, then
and
the other...
Jeff Probst, Young Sheldon also voted for Spock. So Coach Cower, I think, thought he had Probst and sort of the outsiders to vote off Spock. They said, I don't trust these intergalactic people. I think we got to get rid of the plenty-eared guy.
Yeah, Jeff Probst was not on the right side of the vote either. He, James Corden, and Sir Patrick Stewart voted for Young Sheldon.
So the sharp-dressed man, the newly formed alliance, decided to get out Young Sheldon.
Meanwhile, it was then Stephen Colbert, Spock, Lucy Ricardo, and Gail King.
Yeah, so it was that quartet that ended up winning out. So it was the trio voted in one direction, not for One Direction. Luckily, nobody was brought in from that band. The quartet voted in another way, and then you had Coach Cower abandoned by his bro, Jeff Probst, just bringing together this third faction. My God, we had a 4-3-3 vote in the very... We had a plurality vote in the very first vote from this tribe.
Tribe divided.
Wow, okay. This is very exciting.
All right. We will come right back with more of this Paramount Mountain brand steal. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at BetterHelp Online Counseling. If you're having trouble meeting your goals or difficulty with relationships or trouble sleeping or feeling stressed or depressed, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers professional counselors who can listen and to help. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you up with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's secure online professional counseling. BetterHelp counselors have a broad range of expertise, which may not be available in your area. The service available is for clients worldwide. You can log in to your account anytime and send unlimited messages to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and everything you share is confidential. You won't ever have to sit in an awkward waiting room again. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. In fact, So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Rob, as a podcast listeners, get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/RHAP. Visit BetterHelp.com/RHAP to join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor. And we'll be right back to the podcast in 30 seconds. But first, let me thank our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. And now let's get back to the brand steal. Then let's talk about what is going on here. 9 versus 9, down to the final 18. Okay, back at the CBS tribe, Sir Patrick Stewart has found the hidden immunity idol.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, he said he woke himself in the morning and said, all right, got to go up that mountain and get that idol, engage. And he was able to work his way up there, motivationally speaking, and find it and make that prophecy so.
Yes, okay. Then, with Patrick Stewart with the idol, we see the big Power Four alliance: Gail King, James Corden, Lucy Ricardo, and Spock. Do we have a name for this alliance, Mike?
Ooh, it's a good question. I'm trying to figure it out. Because we have what? We have news, we have talk shows, we have comedy. Can we call it like the all-in-one, in that they represent so many different tropes and genres of shows, and they're all in one alliance?
We could. Is there anything that we could do? The Royal with Gail King? Four Kings?
James is British.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Maybe let's keep thinking with that.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in it.
Well, yeah. For the meantime, let's just give them, what did you say?
All-in-one.
All in one. Okay. Then we
much like Paramount Plus is your all in one stop.
Yeah,
for
the sharp dressed man James Corden is in both alliances with Jeff Probst and Patrick
Stewart.
Yeah,
he did not vote with his alliance last time. They were able to get Stephen. Luckily, they got Stephen Colbert on board, or there's a chance that Spock could have gone.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and go to the Viacom tribe, and we see this big alliance with Chase, DJ Khaled, Dangle. So both the police officers are in this alliance. RuPaul and Samara. Okay.
Oh, is it cops rue us?
Cops rue us. All right. Immunity challenge, and it is a win for the Viacom tribe. They win pillows, blankets, and chairs.
Oh, you know Snooki's going to be really happy about that.
Yes, she can put it in her cabana.
Yeah, exactly. She's filling up the shelter already for her own perspective.
Okay. Back at the CBS tribe, we know about Patrick Stewart's idol, but James Corden and Patrick Stewart have a minor disagreement. I guess maybe he doesn't want to sing.
Well, not all Brits get along, Rob. I think that's very clear. They have very differing opinions about the crown, both the show and the monarchy proper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As a lasting impact. Meanwhile,
that might not be good.
Spock and Stephen Colbert have something in common. What is it, Mike?
I think, Stephen Colbert is a big fan of Lord of the Rings, and elves, of course, have pointy ears. So I think they both have an appreciation for that part of the anatomy.
Okay. meanwhile, there's an alliance between Lucy Ricardo, Stephen Colbert, and young Sheldon.
Look at Lucy coming up to some schemes here.
Lucy
right?
loves alliances.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Lucy alliance, if you will. Loose alliance. But she is getting together with Stephen Colbert and young Sheldon, who were both sort of outcasts in the previous vote. So now we have a trio, a quartet going into this vote that was previously 4-3-3. I really do mean this, Rob, that I say anything can happen. Patrick Stewart might also play the idol to save himself here, considering he just got into a fight with James Corden.
Meanwhile, at the Viacom tribe, SpongeBob and Trevor Noah find something in common. Okay, Mike?
Well, I mean, maybe it's an idea of burgers. SpongeBob, of course, works at the Krusty Krab, enjoys making them. Mm-hmm. Trevor Noah might enjoy a burger a time or two.
Okay, we'll go with that.
The art of fry cooking.
Yes. DJ Khaled and RuPaul have a major fight. Okay, and this could have...
absolutely makes sense, right? These are the two music makers on the tribe. They're butting heads over who's going to produce the single wand off hit about this group.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this could have huge ramifications for the Cops Rue Us alliance.
Yeah, that's very true. We shall see if DJ Khaled's going to loudly announce he's departing it.
Okay, all right. Then, meanwhile, another alliance is formed. It is Chase, Snooki, and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, it's Snooki and the Toons.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a lot of alliances.
And I believe that she's a mother, so I think it would make sense, right, that she like associated with herself with the people that are still based with kids' television.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to what is going on at our tribal council. CBS tribal vote again. Diane Lockhart, Gail King, James Corden, Jeff Probst, Lucy, Patrick Stewart, Spock, Stephen Colbert, and Young Sheldon are all eligible for the vote. Patrick Stewart does have the idol.
Yeah, we'll see if he plays it.
Let's see what happens. It is time to vote. Patrick Stewart uses the idol. Engage.
Wow. Yeah, he basically says, it's his number one, right? And he's going to use it at the number one opportunity, which might be right now.
Today, I'm playing this idol for number one. Okay.
I mean, perhaps he was able to use a Cerebro-like machine to mind read his tribe and figure out that they were going to vote for him.
All right. So, any votes cast against Patrick Stewart will be futile. All right. Let's read the votes. First vote. Sir Patrick Stewart does not count.
Wow.
Patrick Stewart does not count. Patrick Stewart does not count. Patrick Stewart does not count. Patrick Stewart doesn't count. He would have gone home. This is
Patrick
a successful idol play. We have no votes. Patrick Stewart does not count.
Wow, this is
going to
be a pile on.
Patrick Stewart. Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert, the tribe has spoken. It would have been a 7-2 vote. Patrick Stewart cancels 7 votes. And Stephen Colbert goes home. Let's see who Patrick Stewart who is their buddy. Who do you think?
Yeah,
Jeff
think
Probst.
I might be
James
Probst,
Corden.
I could see Probst disguise himself I'll purposely vote against Patrick Stewart.
James Corden's fingerprints were all over this. Colbert.
James Corden is double dipping, so I think that he could possibly have now. Because remember, he voted with the sharp dressed men last time. This time, he
Jeff
might have swung
Probst
back.
Jeff Probst actually is the other vote for Stephen Colbert.
Wow. I think Jeff Probst, there might be a bit of bitterness considering that the Jeff Probst talk show is a relic of the past. I could see him being like, I got to take out the other talk shows. That reminds me of my previous shortcomings.
Yes. Do you think that Colbert sounds too much like Colby?
Ooh. And I think that unfortunately Stephen Colbert would not put the cowboy hat on. And so that really burst Jeff Probst's bubble.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if I had the word for Stephen Colbert, it would be blindside here, as it was supposed to be a big vote on Patrick Stewart. They decided to finally get rid of him. They're really gunning for those first two people that were in the challenge, right? First Coach Cowher and now Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart pulls out that idol and completely saves himself here, and the tribe is stunned as Stephen Colbert goes, this CBS tribe is invigorating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is wild. And Jeff Probst and Sir Patrick Stewart, they have a good thing going. I mean, Jeff Probst has like a Riker thing going on.
Yeah, I don't know if he can grow the beard, but
yeah,
more of a season one Riker. Well, I don't know. How does Jeff Probst sit on a tribal council stool is the main question.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. All right, let's go to episode number 4 of this young season, and not Young Sheldon.
I was going to say Young Sheldon's still on the tribe.
Right, 8 members on the CBS tribe, 9 members on the Viacom tribe. Let's see what's going on the CBS beach, and we have our alliance here of, what's it called?
All in one, I think is still what we're stuck on.
All in one. Okay, then we have this other alliance, the sharp-dressed men. It's James Corden, Jeff Probst, and Patrick Stewart. Okay, James Corden, third wheel here.
Do you think James Corden tipped off Patrick Stewart that the votes were going to come his way just since he wanted to keep him in the game?
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
and so James Corden, you would imagine, would want to get rid of Stephen Colbert. Again, this late-night host feud that now we can officially declare James Corden the supreme late-night host of this brand steal.
Yes. James Corden, that he should get the 11:30 time slot. Meanwhile, Lucy Ricardo and Young Sheldon have a strong alliance.
oh, this is young Sheldon's worst nightmare, right? Like, this is a chaotic, energetic woman who, and young Sheldon's very neat.
But he needs
and
a
orderly.
Mom.
This really does feel like a Felix and Oscar situation. This is the Odd Couple.
This is that he needs a mother figure out there.
Diane Lockhart's right there.
No. Well, she's with all due respect to Diane Lockhart, I think that, you know, Lucy is more of like the closer in age to Sheldon's mom.
Yeah, but Lucy's also like the fun mom too, right? She's the one that's like, yeah, you can have some cookies. In fact, I'll eat some too, but don't tell Ricky.
Yeah. All right. Then let's go to our Viacom tribe. And Dangle has found the hidden immunity idol. Now, that will be hard for Dangle to hide the idol, Mike.
I mean, well, I don't know, because people are used to looking at his bulge anyway. Could this be a Tyson thing of, well, it'll just be part of the bulge and people just didn't notice it beforehand?
Yeah, he doesn't have any cargo pant pockets or anything like that.
No, just one large pocket to fill a very a significant part of himself.
Okay. Meanwhile, we have that big alliance. It's Cops, Rue, Us, DJ Khaled, Chase, Dangle, RuPaul, and Samara. Then we have Snooki and the Tunes. Is that what this is?
My favorite Elton John song, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. So there we go. It's Snooki and Chase and SpongeBob. All right. Immunity is won by the Viacom tribe. And so CBS will go to their third tribal council in 4 votes.
I mean, this makes sense, right? This tribe is a mess. They can't stay united on any front. They were able to win the first challenge, but then it's all fallen apart from there.
All right. James Corden and Lucy have a major fight. Why?
I think it's something as simple as like Lucy tries to get into the show, right? That's what happens all the time on
James
I Love
Corden,
Lucy.
James Corden, he's going to do the show. Carpool karaoke, and Lucy wants to sing, and he says no, and she cries.
Yeah. Hashtag Survivor Meltdown.
All right. Sir Patrick Stewart and Spock have a minor disagreement. What could this be about?
I don't recall you looking like that last time I saw you.
Lasting impact for the minor disagreement.
All in one.
All in
one.
All has dissolved. Well, we didn't give it a good enough name. It didn't stick. Okay. So they are gone.
Was it really as simple as like James Corden and Lucy just had that spat and they just completely dissolved everything?
That was it. That was it. It's over. But meanwhile, Lucy has a new ally in Diane Lockhart.
Oh, yeah. Lucy and Lockhart. I feel like that makes sense. Wait, this tribe already has 5 alliances and it's episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
Truly new school Survivor.
There's a lot going on. Okay. All right. So there you go. Let's go back to what's going on here on the Viacom tribe. And Dangle has the idol. SpongeBob is impressing the rest of the team. Well, he is a fry cook, right?
Yeah, I think he sort of is like does what Keith Famey couldn't do, impress people with his culinary abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he also doesn't eat, so I think that also helps. He sort of is not necessarily overtaking his share.
Yep. We have Snooki and the Tunes. They have dissolved.
Uh-oh.
Maybe because SpongeBob is like ingratiating himself in so much with the rest of the tribe, he doesn't need Snooki and Chase.
He's blending in with the scenery because he is a piece of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go back to Tribal Council, number 4 for the CBS tribe. All right. Last time at Tribal Council, we had our biggest vote of the season. Patrick Stewart saves himself with the idol. No idol here for Patrick Stewart. Diane Lockhart, Gail King, James Corden, Jeff Probst, Lucy Ricardo, Patrick Stewart, Spock, and Young Sheldon. Will the Big Alliance finish the job on Patrick Stewart, or will they go in a different direction? What do you think,
Mike?
Well,
remember that Big Alliance is no more, right? All in One is gone. James Corden, I think, now has committed himself to the sharp-dressed men of Jeff Probst and Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this deal. Lucy's now gotten multiple final 2 deals between her and Young Sheldon, her and Diane Lockhart. We also got a little bit of spats going on. I would not be surprised if Spock ends up going here. If
could Patrick Lucy Stewart go?
Lucy might go if James Corden has any influence as well, but I feel like Lucy is insulated enough. Insulucinated enough, maybe, that she'll be able to maybe squeak it out through this vote. But There's no telling. We have several voting blocks here. There is no clear majority.
Okay. All right. Let's see where we go. No items available. It is time to vote. And first vote, Young Sheldon.
Oh.
Young Sheldon. Young Sheldon.
Oh.
Young Sheldon.
Oh.
James Corden. James Corden. James Corden.
Oh no.
Young Sheldon. Okay.
Oh,
Young
man.
Sheldon.
But
I thought maybe that they were gonna would have been a great stack of the votes if it would have been five coming back for James Corden, or it would have been a tie. Instead, yeah, it is five votes Young Sheldon, three votes for James Corden. Let's see what happened. Okay. So ultimately, the alliance of it was Gail King, James Corden, Jeff Probst, Sir Patrick Stewart, and Spock. Okay, so a little bit of a reconfiguration. Lucy is out. So it looks like Patrick Stewart, and it looks like that James Corden bridged the two alliances that he was in.
And I think Lucy tried to bridge her too, right? Because she had Young Sheldon and she had Diane Lockhart in separate alliances, and thought, okay, I have three. But everyone else came together to vote out Young Sheldon instead.
It was basically the sharp-dressed gentleman, James Corden, brought in Gail King, and Sir Patrick Stewart brought in Spock. That's your five votes against Young Sheldon. Meanwhile, Lucy and Young Sheldon and who was the other?
And
Diane Lockhart. Yeah. Those were the three votes for James Corden.
Yeah, so really, the friends of Lucy end up losing the day here in essentially losing.
I love losing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, between that and Dora the Explorer going here, really not a kid-friendly game this time around.
No. No. People are not... they don't want to be with children. All right.
Well, I think it makes sense. You know, after the response after Jeff Probst talking about, hey, teenagers apply to the show at the end of season 40, I think maybe they're trying to feel out the fandom of, like, nobody wants these kids on the show.
Mike, will we get a swap here? I know that we have the...
We will.
Okay. All right. Let's get to our... fifth round of play, and we will see what happens here as we have nine members of the Goliath-like Viacom tribe versus seven members of the CBS tribe. All right, so let's get to our twist. We have random new tribes assigned, and so one castaway will draw a buff and go to exile, and that will be Jeff Probst is exiled.
Fix.
Jeff Probst, you will go to exile, not the edge of extinction. Don't get excited. You're going to Exile Island, like Cebu.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think that Jeff, this is his island, right? Like, this, he's probably declared this is his island at this point. He's given the opportunity to find the idol nullifier, and of course he finds the idol nullifier.
Yes, he came up with
the idol nullifier. Of course he knows where it's going to be.
Okay. Boy, if Jeff Probst wins Paramount Mountain Survivor, the fix is in.
I mean, absolutely. Especially since you know what? Non-zero chance, Rob, that he had the idol nullifier, put it in the coconut, dropped it in the ocean, and said, oh, come on over. I got to find this coconut.
Tell me right now, Mike, will Jeff Probst play the idol nullifier correctly in this season?
Ooh, I think he will. I think he will play it correctly because, again, he's someone who likes twists, and I think just due to the cruel scheme of things that end up playing out, he's gonna idol nullify out a fan favorite.
I think he will be voted out with it in his possession.
Ooh, interesting.
That's my prediction. Okay, let's go back to our swap tribes. Okay, all right, we have the Par tribe. Mike, what is the Par tribe?
You'll see when you scroll down.
Okay, it's Paramount. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
All right. Gail King, James Corden, Patrick Stewart, Spock, and Trevor Noah. This is a terrible draw for Trevor Noah, where four out of the five people that voted together at the last tribal council, Gail King, James Corden. It's not just four people from the CBS tribe. It is four out of the five people that voted out Young Sheldon with Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah, you are the new Young Sheldon.
This is not a moment of zen for Trevor Noah.
No, no, it is not. Okay. Let's see. Hopefully for Trevor Noah, his tribe can win it. And Mike, if they throw the challenge and vote out Trevor Noah, will Jeff Probst, the fifth member of their alliance, come back and join this tribe?
Yes, it'll essentially be CBS Redux.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then, let's see. The A Tribe, not to be confused with the A Team, it's Beavis and Butthead, it's Chase, it's Diane Lockhart, it's Snooki, and it's SpongeBob SquarePants. So now, four members of the original Viacom tribe and Diane Lockhart, which she's sort of like out of the frying pan and into the fire.
But we do remember that Snooki and the Toons recently broke up.
Yes.
And so there might be some bad blood going on. The Diane Lockhart, who is a lawyer, might be able to state her case and worm her
way in
there.
Don't give up. Don't give up, Diane. She'll still put up a good fight.
Okay. I always said that Diane Lockhart was the nega Trevor Noah. Mm-hmm. This makes so much sense now.
Okay. All right. Then the Mount Tribe. This is going to be now, again, four. This is wild that all the tribes are four and one.
Okay, here's the math, War Dog. Give me the math on this.
Four Viacom members and one CBS. Okay. It is DJ Khaled, Dangle, Lucy Ricardo, RuPaul, and Samara.
So Cop Through Us basically sticks together. They just lost Chase. Mm-hmm. And poor Lucy, insult to injury, lost one of her closest allies and is now all alone on a brand new tribe in a brand new camp. You better start idol hunting.
The bad news is just coming out like a conveyor belt full of bad news faster than she can keep up with it.
Yeah, there's only so much she can stuff in her mouth at any portion of time.
Yes, okay, or her bathing suit. All right, so let's go to our reward challenge. What are we doing here?
Let's go to the beach.
Okay. All right. Alliances. Okay.
So James Corden and Patrick Stewart are still together. They lost, but there's a chance if this tribe ends up losing that Jeff Probst can come back together and the sharp-dressed men could be back together.
Just to remind our listeners that whoever is on exile will join the tribe that goes to tribal council this time out. So it's something to watch. All right. Then we have over on the A tribe, we have no alliances to speak of. And then on the Mount tribe, don't forget, Dangle still has the hidden immunity idol. And we see that there is a big alliance of DJ Khaled, Dangle, RuPaul, and Samara all on this tribe.
Oh, it's tough. They usually put pictures in black and white when their ally is not on the same tribe as them. But in being in black and white, Lucy also seems to imply that she's not on her own tribe.
Yes, that was very confusing. Okay, let's go to our immunity challenge. And we see the A tribe wins immunity. Let's find out who is going to tribal council. Mount tribe wins immunity. So
Trevor Noah
is in deep doo-doo right now. And we'll see. Was it a throw, Mike?
I mean, I could imagine that the CBS tribe is pretty hardened at this point at tribal council, that they're used to it. They feel like we can go back to tribal council. We're forged in fire at this point. Let's just throw it and get rid of Trevor Noah. But the plan could change in the night. Who knows? And there is an idol still hidden at the CBS camp.
But not for anything. Like, it makes all the sense in the world. This is the only group in which they have numbers. These people have all worked together. There's no reason why they shouldn't throw the challenge here.
Especially when you're looking at, like, we don't like Diane and Lucy,
and
but we want
Jeff
to protect
Probst
them.
Will join their tribe, so they won't even lose a number, okay?
Yeah, especially if you're James Corden and Patrick Stewart, you'd throw this challenge, mm-hmm. right?
All
because
right.
you're guaranteed to have a majority no matter what.
So the Par tribe has a hidden media on the beach, but nobody's found it yet. James Corden and Trevor Noah have a minor disagreement.
Yeah, again, it's the late night thing. James Corden is going game hunting.
And Patrick Stewart shockingly quits the game. Patrick Stewart, you had it all laid out in front of you.
No. Oh, my God. Is he going to his vineyard? Does he miss his dog?
Patrick Stewart has quit the game.
Patrick
the oldest
Stewart
contestant
the
to ever play Survivor has shockingly quit the game.
Everything was there. They had the numbers. They had the majority. He was going to have a majority with Jeff Probst coming back into the fold. He played an idol to stave off his death beforehand. Why does he go into that good light once again?
Mike.
All good things, dot, 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 I suppose.
All good things. And Mike, not for anything. If you recall back to our Star Trek brand steal that you and I did with Jessica Lease, do you recall Captain Kirk shockingly quit the game?
Yeah. So is this just a thing with Starfleet captains just being like, this is the ultimate Kobayashi Maru. The only way to win is to not play. I'm just going to quit. It's an unwinnable situation.
Yes. All right. Patrick Stewart is gone. Jeff Probst is going to come back. What happened? Will we have tribal council tonight?
No, we're not going to.
Oh, Trevor Noah is saved.
Oh boy, Trevor Noah is thanking anyone who exists
all
at
right,
this moment.
Well, we will let's see what else is going on. Snooki and SpongeBob have an alliance. So part of Snooki and the Toons is back together.
So maybe Chase was the problem.
Perhaps. Let's see. Meanwhile, over on the Mount Tribe, Dangle has the idol. Dangle and Lucy have a small fight.
Yeah, I could imagine that Dangle might want to try on some of like Lucy's looser outfits, as it were, and Lucy had a problem with that.
Okay. Meanwhile, Lucy and Samara have a minor disagreement.
I mean, it's black and white versus very grainy VHS, right? Mm-hmm. They come from different mediums, different worlds.
Although I feel like that they are from a similar resolution, no?
Yeah, but I feel like Lucy's like back in the day, right? When you tape things on film.
Yeah,
not
she's
on
a reel and not on a videotape. Okay. Will Samara get a tape from home?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think...
Don't watch it. Nobody should watch it.
You have 7 days left in the game.
Yes.
You can make it until the end, honey.
Congratulations to Samara for making it more than 7 days in the game. Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on. Okay. Patrick Stewart is no longer in the game. Tribal Council has been canceled.
I'm facepalming in honor of Patrick Stewart. I'm facepalming.
Just facepalm Patrick Stewart. I cannot believe this. For Trevor Noah, he survives the night. But that does mean Jeff Probst will come in and take Patrick Stewart's spot. So yeah, so Trevor Noah is not out of the woods yet.
So what does the situation look like? Does Jeff then get told to just go straight to the CBS camp and say, all right, guys, what's going on?
Okay, right.
Then he holds like an impromptu conversation. They're like, oh, does Jeff Probst sit down with Patrick Stewart, much like he does with players who
quit
the game?
I'm not sure that if Jeff Probst quit the game, people would be talking.
He would not hear the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Jeff Probst joins the Par tribe. Okay. He will take the spot of Patrick Stewart. Trevor Noah, the one person from Team Viacom there.
So even when the CBS tribe threw a challenge to not lose a CBS person, they still lost a CBS person.
Maybe that Patrick Stewart did not want to throw the challenge. Maybe he was the one person of like, he's an honorable person that everybody else was like, James Corden, Gail King and Spock were like, hey, this is logical. We need to throw the challenge. And Patrick Stewart is like, yeah. Is this who we are? Is
the
this who we are?
The duty of every Survivor contestant is to the truth. Historical truth.
Mm-hmm. Right. He took off his communicator and just threw it in the fire. So that's it. I'm out of here.
Well, I think what happened was there were five people on the tribe and Patrick said, no, there are four contestants and decided to walk off.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to our next round at the camp. Okay. Jeff Probst has the idol nullifier. Don't forget, everybody. All right. Jeff Probst and James Corden have an alliance. Two of the sharp dressed men without Patrick Stewart. Meanwhile, we have not too much going on here at the A tribe. We do have the Snooki and SpongeBob working together. And we also have the foursome of DJ Khaled, Dangle, RuPaul, and Samara. Let's go to our immunity challenge here. Oh, sorry, reward challenge.
Oh,
our
reward
challenge. Yes. Okay. All right. Then let's go ahead and get to what is going on here on the reward challenge is won by
the A tribe wins chickens.
Okay, sorry. This was very confusing. It says A tribe wins reward, and I'm like, well, which one?
Yes. The Laurel and Hardy comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very confusing. Okay. Then three hens and a rooster. Goes to A tribe and Par tribe wins a dozen eggs. Okay,
all right. So they have an egg breakfast in honor of the egghead Patrick Stewart leaving the game.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. So
it makes sense, right? Because Lucy would have dropped those eggs all over the place had she won them.
Yeah. Who cares about what's going on with the reward challenges in a brand steal? All right. Immunity back up for grabs, and the Mount Tribe is the winner. They will not go to Tribal Council. Then CBS, it's the former CBS plus Trevor Noah. They win immunity. Trevor Noah will see another day, and A Tribe will go to tribal council.
Poor Diane Lockhart. This is not looking good for her right now.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Meanwhile, Spock has found the Par Tribe hidden immunity idol. Jeff,
I think
Probst,
this makes sense. He built a tricorder out of supplies and finally scanned for life signs and found one underneath a tree.
Yes. Jeff Probst has the idol nullifier. Okay. So let's see. Maybe we could see some sort of a situation where the Goliaths put together all their advantages.
Yeah, that's very true. CBS could come together if they don't stop bleeding members, which they might hear with Diane Lockhart.
Okay. All right. Then, meanwhile, Jeff Probst and Trevor Noah have a minor disagreement.
Yeah, I think this is just like a small... I mean, Jeff Probst, again, he's a little touchy when it comes to other talk show hosts. And so I think that a newcomer and Trevor Noah, remember, they haven't seen each other up to this point. I think they're trying to eye each other, and Jeff Probst isn't liking
what
he sees.
It's a minor disagreement. No big deal.
Nothing, it does not have a lasting impact, but it looks like another alliance or another alliance may be forming, or maybe the one from a previous one might have broken apart. Let's see what happened here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile,
the sharp-dressed men are done.
Yes. James Corden is leaving the sharp-dressed men. Well, this Par Tribe is having a meltdown.
Yeah, but in exchange, it looks like James Corden might be forming something else. He might be seeking bluer waters here. Oh, with Jeff Probst.
So James Corden, let me see if I could follow this. Maybe is there a way where this makes sense? James Corden and Jeff Probst. James Corden left the alliance, and then they formed an alliance.
Okay, you know what this is? This is like the John and Jacqueline situation,
yeah,
right? From that one episode.
They broke
of Sam
up. The breakup didn't take.
Yeah, they got in a fight, and then we get like the 5 hours later. Lower third, and then James comes back being like, oh, Jeff, I made a mistake. Can we come back together? J&J, make that jam happen. And Jeff's like, brother, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so they decide to form that partnership once more, just under a different tribe name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get back to A Tribe. They're going to tribal council. Chase and Diane Lockhart bond strongly.
This makes sense. Law and order, right? They both have a good sense of the law.
Yeah. All right. Lasting impact. SpongeBob is impressing us. Boy, SpongeBob, this is twice now, Mike, that we've seen that he is impressing the rest of the team.
Spongy amazing.
Okay. All right. And then on the Mount Tribe, let's talk about what's going on. Lucy and RuPaul are bonding slightly.
Well, RuPaul, if anybody knows anything about RuPaul, RuPaul loves
great
old
social
school
game.
Old school comedy, especially like very antiquated references. You can't get much older than one of the very first sitcoms out there, and I Love Lucy. So I think there's a lot of reverence there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, the Viacom Tribe Alliance 1, a.k.a. Cops Rue Us, has dissolved.
Whoa. And it looks like another alliance has formed in its place. I swear to God, if it's... Oh, they... DJ Khaled, Dangle, and RuPaul, they threw Samara down the well.
Yeah,
they said,
again,
we're done with her.
Yep.
They said, all right, it's just going to be us three.
And Chase is off the case.
So they still have the majority, but Chase is sort of out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not happy with Samara right now. RuPaul did get in a couple of fights with Samara. So it looks like they have winnowed down this alliance to just a tight three, much like the Dangle shorts. Very tight.
All right. So let's go to tribal council. All right. They got a lot of mess going on here after the swap. Diane Lockhart looks to be in big trouble, has an alliance with Chase. Let's see who could save her. There's no idols here at this tribal council, correct?
I don't believe anyone has found an idol yet. We know that Snooki and SpongeBob are the only hard and fast alliance that has been formed up to this point. So I think they might be the decision makers.
Yeah. Nobody has any items. It is time to vote. Five votes we are looking for. Beavis and Butthead, Chase, Diane Lockhart, Snooki, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Diane Lockhart, the only member of the original CBS tribe. It is time to vote. First vote, SpongeBob.
But he was impressing.
Chase.
Oh, man. This animation bias.
SpongeBob. Chase. That's
what?
Two votes SpongeBob, two votes Chase. One vote left. SpongeBob.
No!
The tribe has spoken.
Who got voted out? 3-2.
Is there a GIF that should be used?
Yeah, I mean, it very much should be the GIF of all the little SpongeBobs running around while everything's on fire. Just massive chaos. Wow, Diane Lockhart, the dead to rights person being swapped
over. How'd she
do
it?
She somehow escapes with nary a vote.
She must have voted with Chase and who? We'll find out. But
no, I mean, it must have been Snooki and SpongeBob who voted for Chase. And then Diane Lockhart ends up joining up with Beavis and Butthead and Chase to vote out SpongeBob.
All right, let's see. So Beavis and Butthead, Chase, and Diane Lockhart. So look at this. That more like Diane and the Toons Beavis, Butthead, and Chase, and Diane against Snooki and SpongeBob.
Snooki feels like she got punched in the face with that vote.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So no loved ones visit from Patrick later on.
Far from a sweet victory for SpongeBob. He was impressing the rest of the tribe too. They shot themselves in the foot, and the foot did not grow back because it's not SpongeBob's foot.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. All right, let's go and see what's going on. One more vote before we get to the merge. Okay, Par Tribe. Trevor Noah is the odd person out. Diane Lockhart. I don't know if she can get through another tribal council. But I guess Snooki is between Snooki and Diane Lockhart, and then Lucy Ricardo. We'll see if what she might have to do if she has to scramble here with the Mount Tribe. Let's see what's going on one more time. Jeff with the Isle Nullifier, Spock with the Hidden Idol, James Corden and Jeff Probst still on for now.
I'm surprised that Trevor Noah hasn't tried to make any other alliances. I'm assuming maybe he just feels like if he lies so far under the radar, if his ratings are not that high, then people won't pay attention to him and maybe forget about him. I also wonder, hopefully he sees, you know, he's disappointed that SpongeBob goes here, that means that maybe he is not exactly a dead man walking.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to A Tribe, where we see nothing doing here on A Tribe. Meanwhile, Rue has found the tribe idol. Dangle has another idol.
Pocket.
Yes.
Yeah, Rue and Dangle both have something to dangle in the form of an idol.
Yeah. Mike, this could be a very interesting tribal council if the Mount Tribe goes to tribal council.
Yeah, I think that we could have two idols possibly going around. I mean, RuPaul and Dangle are in the same alliance, so I don't think they would both play them. But if they still remain in the same alliance, that is also two alliances that can be used against somebody else. And I think now officially all the idols have been found in the game at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So let's see then. Meanwhile, alliance-wise, DJ Khaled, Dangle, and RuPaul are all in an alliance together. All right. Let's go to our reward challenge. And A-Tribe has won something. Par-Tribe has won reward. They get kebabs. All right.
Does Jeff Probst have to describe the rewards for everybody despite the fact that he's a contestant?
That would be great if he could do that.
Like, we're having kebabs.
Chicken. Steak, veggies.
And but if he lost a reward, like, oh man, I can't believe we're missing out on a trip to the spa, complete with robes, a massage.
All right, then let's go to our immunity challenge. And here at the immunity challenge, the Mount Tribe has won immunity, so we will not see all the idols come out here for the Mount Tribe. And A Tribe wins immunity, so this could be it. For Trevor Noah, he's managed to somehow get through two votes, but Trevor Noah will see tribal council with the Par Tribe.
I mean, I don't know, though. There are no alliances here besides Jeff Probst and James Corden. They could very easily say, let's make this a host thing. Let's scoop up, we'll scoop up Trevor Noah and maybe gun for one of the other two.
It's possible. So Spock has the idol, don't forget. Jeff has the idol Nullifier if they wanted to potentially go after Spock. James Corden and Trevor Noah bond slightly, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, this could be sort of James Corden again wanting to court this new rogue element. And it looks like another alliance is formed right before Tribal Council. between Gayle King and Trevor Noah.
All hosts. Ooh, yeah, I mean, it could be the hosts the versus news. Spock.
Yeah, this could be a news alliance specifically. But yeah, I think this is our first official cross-tribal alliance.
All right, let's see. Meanwhile, the A-Tribe has nothing going on. Okay? And then Dangle, RuPaul with an idol. Dangle and Lucy have a minor disagreement. Any thoughts on what happened, Mike?
It could be something where Dangle, I don't know, leaves his sunglasses out. Lucy puts them on and does an impression of him. And comically, Dangle's standing there with his arms crossed, disapprovingly shaking his head while Lucy's doing it. Not even realizing that he's right there.
Okay. Then let's go to Tribal Council. All right. Gayle King, James Corden, Jeff Probst, Spock, and Trevor Noah are all together. Let's see.
Yeah, this is tough because... So there are two pairs right now. There's James Corden and Jeff Probst, and there's Gayle King and Trevor Noah. You could think, well, maybe that means Spock is out, but Spock has an idol. But Jeff has an idol nullifier.
All right. Let's see what happens here. Spock has an idol. Jeff has an idol nullifier. Time to vote. Spock will use the hidden immunity item.
Wow. Guaranteed Spock to make the merge.
Any
to
votes.
Make the unification.
Any votes cast against Spock will not count. Okay. Let's read the votes. First vote, Spock does not count. Spock does not count. Mike, you called this. James Corden.
Ooh.
Gayle King.
Oh.
James Corden, James the Corden. Tribe has spoken. Okay, it would have been 2-2-1. Then it would have been a tie between James Corden and Spock. Spock played the idol. Did Jeff Probst misusing the idol nullifier?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see who was the one vote for Gayle King, but there's a chance Spock could have gone home on the revote and Jeff Probst's closest ally would have been saved.
Okay, Gayle King voted for James Corden. Could Trevor Noah have been the other vote for James Corden? James Corden voted for Spock. Probst voted for Spock. So Jeff Probst right. missed a primo opportunity to use the idol yeah. nullifier. Spock played the idol. He had the idol nullifier.
Bing! I don't think he expected that Spock would find the idol. He said, like, I've been searching this damn thing. It's already been found. Nobody in their right mind has found it yet. And Spock showed him. And was able to pull that thing out. And Jeff, you know, because you have to obviously play the idol nullifier in the voting booth. I just didn't think he'd realize that Spock had that in his pocket or Spocket.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Spocket. Trevor Noah voted for James Corden. So that news alliance was very strong between Trevor Noah and Gayle King.
They won out the day, the very new one. And Spock is also a very pivotal vote, though, right? Because if he had thrown this out, obviously he couldn't vote for himself. If he throws the vote onto James Corden, that just confirms he goes home here. He is completely left out in the dark. He throws out a random vote onto Gayle King, thinking that's the way to go. But he is so far in the wrong. The only thing he's able to pick up on is that he's in trouble. So he decides to play that idol, even though he did not vote correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Then... let's go to the merge.
Yeah, here we are after a pretty wild pre-merge.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, wild, and we still pre-merge. Have an entire way to go with a bunch more advantages to go. Jeff Probst just got blindsided, lost his closest ally, lost both of his allies in the pre-merge. Terrible post-swap for the sharp-dressed men who are essentially running the game up yeah. at this point.
Only five original CBS tribe members versus now... Eight members of the... This is even worse than David versus Goliath. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, they're small but mighty, and it all depends on those inner voting blocks, right? But it is interesting that we come in here with this inordinate swap where it's 4-1, 4-1, 4-1, and every single tribal council, the one person was not voted out, or at least the two tribal councils that we had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Then let's go to the merge. All right. Here we are at the merge, and we see our final 13 players in the game. It is Beavis and Butthead. It is Chase, Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Gayle King, Jeff Probst, Dangle, Lucy Ricardo, RuPaul, Samara, Snooki, Spock, and Trevor Noah. All right.
Yes. Lucky number 13, or should we say Lucy number 13?
Lucy number 13. All right. Let's get to our merge feast. Here we go. There is a secret advantage currently hidden. Jeff Probst has the idol nullifier. Dangle has an idol. RuPaul has an idol. Just checking in on our alliances. We have the Diane Lockhart, Lucy Ricardo alliance.
Lucy and Lockhart are back together. We know, of course, so DJ Khaled, Dangle, and RuPaul, even being reunited with Chase from Paw Patrol, have given him the doggy bag, essentially, saying, get away from the table. But they're in an alliance together. And then we, of course, have the alliance between Trevor Noah and Gail King. And I think that might be it, to be quite honest, because SpongeBob and Suits, Snooki were obviously broken up, and James Corden and Jeff Probst were broken up as well. Yeah.
And Gail King and Trevor Noah, the news anchors.
Yeah, exactly. The anchors.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Let's go to our immunity challenge. And wouldn't you know, Jeff Probst wins immunity.
Wow. Was he narrating himself the entire time too? Like, Jeff feeling a little wobbly right now.
Yeah. Do you think that are the Survivor fans right now listening to this? Are they rooting for Jeff Probst? Would they like to see Jeff take it home?
Is he their avatar or their enemy? That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Like, does it feel weird in the pit of your stomach if Jeff Probst won a simulated season of Survivor?
I think we have to see how it goes. If he becomes the underdog and then is able to like roar back. But if it seems like that he's part of like this big bulldozing minor, but he is in the group of five. So he is one of the Davids.
Yeah, and he also just lost his closest ally as well. So he definitely has a hole he needs to work his way out of. He's got to dig, man.
Dig, man. All right. Then let's go ahead and go back to the beach and see what is going on. Trevor Noah has found the secret advantage.
Ooh, I'm trying to remember. Secret advantage? Yeah, scroll down. I think it'll tell us what it is.
This is a vote steal that can be used at one try. Yeah, okay. So you could steal somebody's vote. Jeff Probst has the idol nullifier, but we have a lot of... it could be an advantage get-in coming. Jeff has the idol nullifier. Dangle has an idol. RuPaul has an idol, too. Trevor Noah has a vote steal. All right. Diane Lockhart is impressing the team.
Good job, Diane. Actually, I don't know. That might be a death knell, considering what happened to SpongeBob.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, Dangle...
We're at Tribal Council right now.
All right. This is time... Oh, this is Tribal Council. All right. Time to vote. All right. So just to set the stage here, 13 players, two idols in play, an idol nullifier, and the vote steal. Mike.
Oh, my God. If they all come out in this tribal council.
You have any thoughts on who could be the person to go? You think it's probably somebody from CBS, right?
No, but the Viacom people really have no loyalty to each other outside of those three people from formerly Cops Rue Us. I could see like a Beavis and Butthead boot. Here,
you think they'd get rid of one of their own? This could be like a Survivor Samoa situation.
Yeah, they're just like, all right, there's been like, what happened with the SpongeBob vote? Oh, it was Beavis and Butthead and Chase. Okay, let's get rid of one of them.
All right, let's see our first vote after the merge. Here we go. Dangle is going to use the Viacom hidden immunity idol, so Dangle will make it to the final 12.
If I'd like to play this, it says, you keep it, okay? Also, don't give it to me. I'm a contestant. Please give it to the host.
Jeff wants him to give it to him. All right. Any votes cast against Dangle will not count. RuPaul does not take out their idol here today, okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
Jeff does not use the idol nullifier.
All right. Here we go. Dangle does not count.
Wow.
Dangle does not count. Dangle does not count. Wow. Dangle does not count.
Wow.
Dangle does not count. So Dangle does not count.
He was going to be the easy merge vote. Oh my God. It was
and Dangle was a Viacom person.
And they were swarming
Lucy.
Them.
Lucy.
No.
Lucy. Lucy, the tribe has spoken. I wanted to be in the merge.
Six people, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah, Ricky, you said that I was going to get to be in the merge. Okay.
Wow, this was close, though. 7-6.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, so let's see what happened. It was Beavis and Butthead voting for Dangle. Let's see. Who else were the Dangle votes? Diane Lockhart.
Voted for Dangle. Gail King voted for Dangle.
Jeff Probst. Lucy.
Lucy, of course. Samara.
Snooki. Samara. Spock. So this was a cross-tribal coalition here.
So it seems like, yeah, this was really all over the place. Like, even looking at the old Parr tribe, Jeff Probst, Gail King, and Trevor Noah voted for Dangle, but Spock voted for Lucy. So I think it really was just like a free agent thing, where obviously you had people like Diane Lockhart was going to vote for Dangle. You know, obviously DJ Khaled and RuPaul were going to vote for Lucy, but everyone else was really just fair game. And again, it was supposed to be 7-6. Dangle felt like he was in trouble. He felt like he was being interrogated and the spotlight was on him, but he decided to plead the fifth, resist arrest, pull out that idol, and save himself.
All right, Dangle will move on. Lucy, the tribe spoken, she will be the first member of our jury.
Well, and at least there being two people being voted on, the vote was very black and white.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and see what's going on here in episode number 9 of this season, down to the final 12. Okay. All right. So we have Jeff Probst with the idol nullifier, RuPaul with an idol, Trevor Noah has a vote steal. Okay. DJ Khaled, Dangle, and RuPaul have an alliance, and the anchors, Gail King and Trevor Noah, have an alliance. Reward challenge. We see our group 2 winning reward. Beavis and Butthead Chase, DJ Khaled, Dangle, Snooki, Trevor Noah. They win a dozen pizzas at camp.
That's interesting. Those are all members of the Viacom tribe.
Interesting. Viacom tribe may be getting back together over some pizza.
You know Snooki loves that pizza considering her Italian heritage.
Yes. Okay. Snooki will win immunity. Congratulations.
Pizza does the body good.
Yes. Okay. She was balancing on a small balance beam. She is shorter in stature.
More grounded, perhaps.
Yes. Okay. So good base of gravity for Snooki, who is able to win immunity. So congratulations to Nicole Polizzi.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Meanwhile, over back at camp, we're going to see Dangle and Trevor Noah have something in common. What is it?
The Comedy Central connection, baby.
Comedy Central. They've hung out on Comedy Central parties.
Yes, the character of Lieutenant Dangle and Trevor Noah.
Yes. Okay. DJ Khaled and Jeff Probst are bonding.
Yeah, this makes sense. DJ Khaled's like, Jeff, I heard that Winners at War theme song. That Cajun grandma.
Mwah, slap.
Came through like butter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beavis and Butthead are impressing the rest of the team. How is that possible?
I think that, you know, they're making people laugh with their antics. They're probably like making fun of the other contestants. Nobody can really understand what they're saying because they're chortling most of the time. Maybe it's raining one day and Beavis pulls out Cornholio and that really gets everybody going. That's the equivalent of like Stephen Fishback reading a poem.
Beavis and Butthead have had a very quiet run here.
Surprisingly so.
Yes, very much settled down Beavis here. Maybe are they older now? Are they like in their 40s?
They're more mature.
Perhaps. Okay. All right. Then
something's going on with Cops Rue Us.
RuPaul is out of the alliance.
Wow. Do you think RuPaul felt betrayed that Dangle played an idol? Like, why did you hide that from me?
Maybe.
I don't trust you. I'm sashay away.
Sashay away from the alliance for RuPaul. Okay. Meanwhile, all right, here's our tribal council of 12. Beavis and Butthead, Chase, Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Gail King, Jeff Probst, Dangle, RuPaul, Samara, Snooki, Spock, and Trevor Noah. Mike, do you have an inkling here?
No, literally anyone could go. The only alliances are two pairs of people. I could see RuPaul possibly playing the idol.
Yeah, I think so too, especially after leaving the alliance.
Yeah, because she knows that like, okay, this might draw some attention to me.
Yep.
And maybe that's when Jeff finally pulls out that idol nullifier.
Don't forget, Dangle got 7 votes at the last tribal council also. Mm-hmm. Is vulnerable tonight.
Yeah, that is very true.
See, Jeff still has the idol nullifier and Trevor Noah could steal a vote and use it at this tribal council if he chooses. Let's see. It is time to vote. All right. No idols are played.
Thing.
All right. Let's see the votes. Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, you jinxed him, Rob.
Diane Lockhart. Diane. Okay. That's 2 votes, Beavis and Butthead. 2 votes, Diane Lockhart. Diane Lockhart. Beavis and Butthead.
Oh.
Diane Lockhart. Beavis and Butthead. Okay, we are tied. 4 votes, Beavis and Butthead. 4 votes, Diane Lockhart. And 4 votes left. Diane Lockhart.
Oh my God.
Beavis and Butthead.
Are we going to get a tie at the final 12?
Diane Lockhart. Beavis and Butthead, we are tied.
Wow.
Diane Lockhart and Beavis and Butthead will not vote. We will have the other 10 castaways vote. And if we are deadlocked again, we will go to rocks here at the Final 12.
Holders.
Yes. All right. Let's see. On the revote, Diane.
All right. These are 10 votes total.
Beavis and Butthead. Diane, Beavis and Butthead. Diane, Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
Diane, Beavis and Butthead. That's 4-4. Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead.
Wow.
The tribe spoke and somebody flipped. Okay.
Somebody flipped.
Let's
somebody
see what flipped. Happened and who flipped on Beavis and Butthead. Okay. Let's see who it was. Usually we'll get that third picture of the person that flipped, right?
Yeah, but let's see.
It was Trevor Noah!
He didn't need to steal a vote because he stole his own and flipped.
Mike, he seemed dead to rights at that tribal council that Patrick Stewart quit. He was able to then survive a vote, get James Corden voted out. He's the king of late night at this point. Now that he flips and voted Beavis and Butthead out of the original Viacom. I wonder, is he voting with CBS at this point? I'm not even sure.
Tell me if you heard this before, Rob. Someone was meant to go in the first vote, but was saved due to an elimination outside the game. They're able to survive the second vote. They find a vote steal and then flip the game later on. Could we see a Nick Wilson-like arc for Trevor Noah?
I don't know. All right. Let's just take a look at the people who voted.
Let's see what happened here.
So the Beavis and Butthead voters were Chase, Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Jeff Probst, Dangle, and Spock.
So DJ Khaled and Dangle, who were like one of the lone duos left, voted for Beavis and Butthead, along with Jeff Probst. It's basically with like the remaining former CBS people, essentially, which makes sense. I would imagine that Jeff Probst and Spock don't want to vote against one of their own. And then meanwhile, it looked like everyone else, including Gail Kane, Trevor Noah, the other pair, voted against Diane Lockhart. But Trevor Noah got spooked by the possibility of a Boulder draw and said, hell no, I'm flipping right now.
I would get spooked by Samara.
Maybe there's the reason why. Is she a goat at this point?
Is a ghost.
Yeah, okay.
Send her to Ghost Island. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and see where we're at. Okay. DJ Khaled has found the idol. I guess, is this the idol that Dangle played?
Yeah. So this is a merged tribe idol. So he finds it. He just goes, another one, another one. So he's hoping to find more. But right now, DJ Khaled has an idol he can put in his very decorative shirt that I'm assuming still maintained its luster despite all the dirt and grime from Survivor festooned upon it.
Yeah. Okay. Then Jeff Probst has the idol nullifier. RuPaul has an idol. And boy, a lot of advantages going on in this season.
Yeah. People are really sitting on it.
Yes. All right. So meanwhile, Dangle and DJ Khaled, they are an alliance and the anchors are an alliance. So not a ton of alliances right now.
Do you think Trevor Noah told season? Yeah, do you think Trevor Noah, more like a primetime block season, do you think that Trevor Noah told Gail King that he flipped in the last vote? Or is he
I think he told her after. I don't know if he told her before. Were they on the same side of that vote?
They were on initially, and then he flipped in the revote.
Okay, well, he didn't want to go to rocks. He's like, I'm not going to rocks over Beavis and Butthead.
That's another sentence that has ever been spoken.
And then Beavis and Butthead are like, you said rocks.
give me rocks off.
Yeah. All right, reward challenge, and Chase cannot participate, did not get drafted. We see that group one wins reward. It's the anchors, Gail and Trevor, plus RuPaul, Samara, and Diane Lockhart
going to the burger bar.
Okay, there you go. All right, burger bar with beer and soft drinks.
Do you think Samara eats at these rewards?
I don't know. All right, back in the immunity challenge, Chase wants to prove to everybody that he can win a reward. So he wins immunity. Congratulations. to
and this,
and
this makes sense. This is a you have to carry a ball over an obstacle course, and we know that dogs, of course, know their way around a ball. So I think this was Chase's to lose.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we know about all the advantages. Snooki is impressed. There's a team. This has not gone well for the person that is impressing the rest of the team.
Yeah, Diane Lockhart, remember, did it at the merge, and she was a person who nearly went home last time.
Okay. All right. The anchors have dissolved. I wonder if it was because of that vote flip from Trevor Noah.
I think it was, because it looks like Gail King is seeking greener pastures. We have our first post-merge alliance, Rob. Oh, it's a big one.
Oh, my goodness. There is an alliance of eight, which has formed. It is Chase, Diane Lockhart, Gail King, Jeff Probst, Samara, Snooki, Spock, and Trevor Noah. Even though Gail King and Trevor Noah, their alliance of two has dissolved, they are now part of an alliance of eight.
Yeah, maybe it's just a thing of like, I don't trust, he's not my number one anymore, but I'm part of this big alliance with him. But most notably, Rob, that leaves two people on the out, and it's one of our only two pairs left in the game in Dangle and DJ Khaled.
Okay, everybody's against them. DJ Khaled has an idol, Dangle does not. All right, let's go to Tribal Council here at the final 11. Okay. Wait, if there's an alliance of eight, there must be one other person
RuPaul's also on the outs.
Okay. RuPaul also with an idol. Do you think we'll see any advantages tonight?
Well, DJ Khaled, if he's feeling something coming his way, he might play an idol. Remember that he has one as well. So we shall see. Jeff Probst has that idol nullifier burning a hole in his pocket at this point, just waiting to play it at the right time. So I feel like it's got to come out sooner rather than later.
Okay. All right. So let's see. We have all of our idols. RuPaul with an idol, DJ Khaled, Jeff Probst with the Al Nullifier. Trevor Noah still could steal a vote. Okay. Trevor Noah is using the vote steal and is stealing RuPaul's vote. Trevor Noah will vote twice. RuPaul, no votes.
Wow. And RuPaul is usually the sole determiner on RuPaul's Drag Race, the sole vote to determine who goes home. So that thing's doubly.
All right, Mike, strategy time. Does RuPaul play the idol?
I mean, you got to play it now after the vote steal. Though I do wonder with the order of operations, was RuPaul able to play the idol now after the vote steal was played?
So you would announce that, yeah, I'm stealing RuPaul's vote before, but RuPaul, after the votes are cast, can stand up and play the idol.
Yeah, then RuPaul will be a complete dingus if she doesn't play the idol here.
But now, does Jeff Probst play the idol nullifier on RuPaul also? Is this like a real coordinated attack of, we're getting RuPaul out of the game tonight. Trevor Noah, you steal her vote. Jeff Probst, you play the idol nullifier.
Yeah, it's a dogpile on Ru.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what happens here. Hey, RuPaul cannot vote. Trevor Noah will get two votes tonight. It is time to vote. If anybody has the idol and they'd like to play it, now's the time to do so. Jeff Probst has secretly used the idol nullifier on RuPaul.
You called it, Rob. You called it. Wow.
Okay.
Damn.
Wow. All right. The first idol played on RuPaul will be negated.
And was RuPaul playing to play the idol? RuPaul plays
RuPaul
the idol on Snooki.
Use the idol on Snooki.
What is going on?
Any votes on Snooki will not count. Did RuPaul outsmart everybody?
What is going on right now?
Any votes cast against Snooki will not count. All right, just to reset. To reset. Three advantages played at this tribal council. Trevor Noah took RuPaul's vote. RuPaul cannot vote. Trevor Noah voted twice. Jeff Probst played an idol nullifier against RuPaul, who had an idol, but played it on Snooki.
That is interesting. So now we've got to confirm from Brain Steel that the idol nullifier applies to the person who the idol is played on.
Yes.
Not the person who plays the idol.
Yes. Okay.
It's cutting off the recipient, not the sender.
All right. So let's see. Any votes cast against Snooki will not count. One of the wildest Brand Steel tribal councils we've ever had. Let's get to the votes. There are 11 votes cast. Here we go. First vote. Snooki does not count.
What does RuPaul know?
Snooki does not count. RuPaul.
Oh, boy.
Dangle. RuPaul. Dangle. Two votes, Dangle. Two votes, RuPaul. Five votes left. RuPaul.
Dangle. If RuPaul survives this.
RuPaul, two votes left. Dangle, that's four votes Dangle, four votes RuPaul, one vote left. Dangle comes home. So RuPaul wasted the idol on Snooki, but she stays.
And got, despite getting her vote stolen and her idol attempted nullified.
And the biggest tribal council of the season, Dangle goes home after that Dangle played the idol on himself at the previous tribal council.
We need to break this down because I am all sorts of mystified by what happened here.
Let's see if we can track down the votes for Dangle.
Also remember that this was an 8-person alliance.
Yes. Okay. All right. So we see votes for RuPaul included Chase, Jeff Probst, who did play the idol nullifier against RuPaul. So Jeff Probst played the idol nullifier incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Noah. And Samara. So that was the four. Samara, Jeff Probst, Trevor Noah, and Chase. The five vote. The votes for Snooki were DJ Khaled and probably Dangle, right?
And Kelly Dangle.
Yes.
And so the votes for Dangle were Trevor Noah. Spock.
Oh, Trevor Noah. Wait, Trevor Noah put one vote on Dangle and one vote on RuPaul.
Why did you do that, you dummy?
Well, look, he was covered either way.
All right. Well, yeah. So here's what happened. The Alliance of Eight split their votes 4-4, right? They were supposed to split it 4-4 between RuPaul and Dangle. Trevor Noah gets a little greedy, says, I'm going to steal RuPaul's vote, and then decides to throw an extra vote onto Dangle to single-handedly, a la JT in Heroes versus Villains, make sure it's Dangle who goes home instead of RuPaul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a big brain strategy from Trevor Noah.
Okay, so it was Trevor Noah, Spock, Snooki, Gail King,
and Diane Lockhart.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that alliance of eight really aimed to split their votes between RuPaul and Dangle, right? Remember that the two of them plus DJ Khaled were the only ones not in this alliance of eight. And they said, okay, let's just split it 4-4 just in case an idol is played. Jeff says, I have an idol nullifier. I'm going to pull this out. It's going to cause a huge wave, massive wave in this game. And then RuPaul, I think, got completely snowed for whatever reason. I think was told maybe Snooki was going to be in danger and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to play my idol on Snooki. I feel like maybe this is a bit of a smokescreen that my vote is being stolen, and completely misfires with this. And Trevor Noah is really the one to win the day here, stealing RuPaul's vote and using that extra vote to vote out Dangle.
Wow. Wild tribal council. And we're only at the final 10.
That is one of the most wild votes I think we've ever experienced.
If Paramount Plus is one quarter as wild as this tribal council, they got a real hit on their hands.
Wow. And we should also say, I don't want to jinx it, but it's been a hot second since a CBS person went home. We're now down only, 6-4 at this moment?
Wow. It came into the merge, 8-5?
8-5. And then,
in true David versus Goliath fashion.
Yeah, though now a lot of the advantages have been expended. The only one left is DJ Khaled's idol. So we might see a bit more straightforward gameplay from now on, especially if that alliance of eight decides to stick together.
Okay. All right. Chase, Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Gail King, Jeff Probst, RuPaul, Samara, Snooki, Spock, and Trevor Noah. That's your final 10 in this season. Okay. Let's see what's going to happen next. All right. So let's go to back on the beach. Okay, we have our big 8-person alliance. So only DJ Khaled and RuPaul, the only people not in the alliance of eight.
DJ
no
Khaled
way.
Has an idol. RuPaul does not.
Okay. Let's go to our reward challenge. And in our reward challenge, the group with DJ Khaled and RuPaul, Jeff Probst, Trevor Noah, and Chase wins reward. They go on a Survivor picnic. With wraps and wine and letters from home.
Jeff knew the last time these people ate these wraps, they ended up convulsing, and Angelina thought they were doing yoga. Why does he eat them here?
I don't know. Maybe he skipped them.
Maybe he's just like, I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Then, all right. So here we go. This is the, 7-hour hang up on a perch, Christian Hubicki.
And this makes sense. Gail King wins. She survived
a talker.
She has survived an interview with R. Kelly. She could survive an endurance challenge.
Yeah. All right. So she can ask about Reuben sandwiches and everything, but she probably had that conversation with Jeff Probst back at camp.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe she just like, she's like, I remember this one story of when Oprah and I jetted to Paris. You know, she just regales them with all the regales with the gale tales of all her times with Oprah.
Yeah. Okay. So meanwhile, let's go back to the beach. DJ Khaled with the idol. RuPaul has a major meltdown. Now, RuPaul has been through a lot.
Yeah, RuPaul has been through the ringer and then some. I believe her makeup is also having a major meltdown at this point, considering she's gone several days without her makeup artist there. I mean, she wasted her idol. It was nullified. She had her vote stolen. She somehow survived, but she really is up a creek right now.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, DJ Khaled and Trevor Noah bond strongly.
This is what you need to do, DJ Khaled, if you want to work your way within that alliance. That being said, I would not be surprised if DJ Khaled plays his idol in this tribal council if he feels like he's in any danger.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go back to what's going on at tribal council. Final 10. Mike, do you feel like is tonight going to be the night that RuPaul goes home?
I think this might be RuPaul's final bow here. I think she's taken to the stage many times, but I think this might be her last time lip-syncing her vote for her life.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We had a lot of advantages. DJ Khaled. I'm sorry. No, we don't have that many advantages anymore.
We
burnt them all at the last tribal councils. DJ Khaled with the idol. It is time to vote. No idols played. 10 votes
DJ
were
Khaled
cast.
DJ Khaled feels safe.
Okay. First vote. DJ Khaled.
Whoa!
Spoke too soon. Okay. All right. DJ Khaled. RuPaul. I wonder, could this be a vote split here?
Could be.
We get 4-4. DJ Khaled. RuPaul. That's 3 votes. DJ Khaled. 2 votes. RuPaul. DJ Khaled. RuPaul. RuPaul. Okay, we're tied. 4-4. Did they vote for each other?
Yeah, this could be a tie.
RuPaul, DJ Khaled. Okay, we are tied. All right. So, this was a flush the idol time. DJ Khaled voted for RuPaul. RuPaul voted for DJ Khaled.
And the other 4-8 members split their votes. No chicanery with Trevor Noah this time, stealing votes. Everyone stuck to the plan. Now the question is, who are they going to pick out of these two?
Yeah, will this still be a vote split, or will everybody just pile on one side? All right.
I would imagine pile on one side, unless these two sides aren't in communication with one another in this alliance.
All right. Let's see. What does the Alliance of Eight want to do tonight? We'll find out. DJ Khaled. RuPaul. 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 RuPaul.
Yeah.
RuPaul. The tribe has spoken. What a run for Ru, though.
What a runway for RuPaul. So many songs coming out of this. She is not the champion, but she is certainly an Amazon. So it really does look like the alliance just split their votes. I wonder who stuck with DJ Khaled on. Looks like Snooki was the only one to keep her vote for DJ Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else swapped RuPaul. Maybe Snooki just didn't get the memo.
Yeah, Snooki didn't get the memo, I don't think. Okay.
Well, Rue, she dug all she could. She fracked even, if you will, but she was not able to strike oil in this case.
Yeah, standing ovation for RuPaul, who really brought a number one contender for fan favorite.
Yeah, in heels nonetheless.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and now look at our final 9. It's Chase, who's been quiet. Diane Lockhart, who's been almost invisible. Purple Diane. DJ Khaled could be a target right now. Gail
but
King
has an idol.
Yes. Jeff Probst. I wonder, could DJ Khaled have his Kelly Wentworth moment in this round? Samara, Snooki, Spock, and Trevor Noah.
Who's to fall after RuPaul's death drop? Who's going to come after her?
Okay. All right. So let's go to our final 9. And we see on the beach this big alliance of 8. It's everybody versus DJ Khaled.
Yeah, DJ Khaled's got to play the idol this round, and that could significantly crack this alliance, too.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happens. We'll have our reward, and in our reward, we're going to have Chase, Gail King, Samara, and Trevor Noah. They are going to win an afternoon cruise and a feast.
Oh, I think, I don't know how Samara enjoys boats. I seem to remember a part of the ring where, like, a horse.
Yeah, I don't think she likes water. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she definitely doesn't like water.
Gail King has won immunity. Is that back-to-back immunities for Gail King?
Two in a row, back-to-back. Yeah, it's all about perspective, and a journalist knows her way around perspective. So go Gail King, proving herself to be an immunity queen here.
All right. Then, all right, back at the beach, Jeff Probst and Chase have a minor disagreement.
Mm-hmm. And what else? Well, Chase has something with Samara.
Chase and Samara has a major fight. Boy, Chase is like a mad dog right now.
Well, yeah, I think he's also a little perturbed by the ghost, right? I think that's really got him spooked, and he's barking up a storm, and that is like not exactly getting on Samara's best side.
And all of this is music to the ears of DJ Khaled.
Well, most stuff is. He's a DJ.
Yes, yes. Okay, this is his wish. All right.
Looks like things are breaking apart.
Mm-hmm. We have our big alliance. It's dissolved. The Alliance of Eight has dissolved now.
Wow. DJ Khaled didn't even have to do anything. All he does is win. It just took Chase ticking off a couple of people for this all to shatter instantaneously.
Could Chase go home tonight?
I mean, considering that
is Chase going to get put down?
Literally nobody's in an alliance right now. They might be calling the dog catcher right now.
Okay. All right. Let's see, over on Paramount Plus tribe. Okay, we got the final nine. DJ Khaled, he has an idol. Could be Chase. Let's see what happens. It is time to vote. Will the group of eight stick together for one more vote?
No, they just broke apart.
They dissolved, but sometimes you never know with brand steel. Sometimes they still we'll vote that way. All right, so let's see. DJ Khaled
did not play the vote.
Did not play his idol.
Is he doing the Russell where he's brandishing the idol around his neck, both as like a nice piece of jewelry, but also to sort of like tout, yeah, I had the idol. Don't even try voting for me.
Maybe.
It's one of his many chains.
All right, let's see. Does not play the idol. Let's see. First vote, Snooki. Uh-oh.
Hey.
Spock.
Oh.
He raises an eyebrow. Snooki. Chase.
Oh, there's Chase.
Spock. That's two Spocky. Votes Snooki, two votes Spock, one vote Chase. Snooki. Chase. That is three votes Snooki.
This is all
two votes Chase, two votes Spock, two votes left. Chase.
Oh. Okay.
That's three votes Chase, three votes Snooki, two votes Spock, one vote left, and it is Chase is off the case.
Yeah, but it was a plurality vote. 4-3-2. This was scattered to the winds, and unfortunately, the dog is the one to get bit here. Man bites dog right now.
All right, let's see what is going on. All right, so there were four votes for Chase. They were Samara,
makes sense, Snooki, got in a fight.
Spock, and Trevor Noah, the guy in the middle of everything.
Yeah, this is sort of like a back of the alphabet thing. Dr. Sean is feeling like a spidey sense right now, where they all pile their votes on Chase. I can imagine this could have been led by Samara, where she's basically trying to let out with her guttural brays that Chase should go because of the fight that they got in. It looks like Snooki, who voted for Snooki? Because they were the second most. That looks like, so Jeff Probst voted for Snooki. It looks like
Diane
Lockhart versus Snooki and Chase voted for Snooki. And then that left DJ Khaled and Gail King voting for Spock. Okay.
So now that we see Chase is off the case, could the other people that voted with Chase at this tribal council, which were Diane Lockhart and then Jeff Probst, could they team up with DJ Khaled and Gail King?
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah, sort of like Form an alliance between those.
Can we see a 4-4?
We could possibly see a 4-4. I wouldn't be surprised if, I don't know, it's again, yet another CBS group survives, and now we are at 4-4. We could see things break down by original tribe lines, for all we know, but Trevor Noah is the rogue agent here. He's the bomb that could go off at any moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trevor Noah playing one hell of a game right now. Let's see what goes on back at the beach. DJ Khaled still has his idol!
I cannot believe the rhino balls on this man to hold on to this for this long is ridiculous.
Okay. All right. No alliances in the game. Reward challenge. We have our pairs.
Family visit.
Our pairs. Is this the family visit?
Yeah, because remember they were paired up, and then whoever won and got to pick pairs.
I'll take your word for it. Okay. Diane Lockhart and Gail King win reward, and they share their reward with Trevor Noah and Jeff Probst. Okay. They win barbecue with their loved one. Okay. Who is Diane Lockhart's loved one?
I believe it's her stepdaughter or foster daughter, who's played by Ygritte from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Who just tells her, like, I know
it's
nothing.
Not
I don't
Juliana
know what's going on.
Margolis?
No, it actually is, but it's a weird thing where, like, it's spliced, so you very clearly tell that they're not in the same location, but they were filming on the set at different points in time.
Yeah. Gail King, certainly we know who her loved one. Maybe it might have been rigged to get Oprah to come visit.
Yeah, and you know that Oprah's going to be the one to announce,
Gail,
like, come on, Dr. Right. Noah!
Gail, let's bring out your friend Oprah. Oh, Oprah, what is it like to be friends with Gail?
Jeff, again, you're a contestant. You can't ask these questions.
Okay, Trevor Noah, does he bring out our friend Roy Wood Jr.?
Ooh, that'd be nice. Yeah, yeah. One of his correspondents.
Yeah. Okay, and then who's Jeff Probst's loved one? Cochran?
Boston Rob.
Jeff, let's bring out your friend Boston Rob. Boston Rob, what is it like to be an associate of Jeff Probst?
It's a lot like making a cookbook.
I know Jeff for a long time.
What is it like? What is that embrace like?
We fist bumped in my first truck.
You know,
I mean, that's a hell of a trip, though. If I want to sit on a barge,
man,
with Oprah and Boston.
He was
Rob
there
for
when I met my wife.
He gave me my first million.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have my family.
Like, built a big statue. He built a big statue of me.
Built a giant statue of me. This guy is the best.
Look at that hug. Wow.
The interesting thing about hosting contestant is that one of you isn't the host.
What is that like? Because now you're the contestant.
Like? But you're not the host.
God, it's so weird.
It's so strange.
All right. Other people did not get their loved ones visit. They will be mad. That is the one thing I have learned. I have watched 9 seasons of Survivor, and every single time, whoever does not get their loved one's visit is angry.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Spock might not be
even
so,
Spock.
But I think he's a little perturbed. I think DJ Khaled's not seeing his son. Snooki's not seeing JWoww.
Yes, who's Samara's loved one?
Oh, God.
Her
Samara,
parents?
I think, is Naomi Watts' character.
Well, Gail King, 3 in a row?
What's going on with Gail King?
King stays king.
Wow, people got to be looking out for Gail.
King,
king
stays queen. Yeah.
Adios. But,
yeah.
Okay. No, Dora already left. First vote.
All right. Wow. Back at the beach, DJ Khaled still has an idol. Gail King, though, winner of 3 consecutive immunities, has a major meltdown.
Do you think? Well, she won the reward challenge. Remember, is she feeling bad that she deprived other ones of loved ones?
I don't know. I mean, maybe did Oprah say something that upset her?
That could be a thing as well, of like, things aren't going well between me and Stedman. And she has a lot of investment in Oprah and Stedman's relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, Samara and Trevor Noah have something in common. Okay. What is that?
I believe, I don't know, they're both, they both have, they like recordings of things.
That's true.
It's like, true. Trevor Noah is always watching the tapes, and Samara likes to be watched on tape.
Okay. All right. We do have an alliance of 4. Now, I'm not sure. Is this the 4 that voted together at the last? Because Jeff Probst wasn't in it. Okay.
So yeah, and remember, Diane Lockhart voted for
Diane,
Snooki.
Gail King, Snooki, and Spock. So 3 original CBS members plus Snooki.
Spock's Angels.
Spock's Angels.
Angels, dude. Spock's Red Angels.
Okay. Meanwhile, Tribal Council is here. The final 8. Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Gail King, Jeff Probst, Samara, Snooki, Spock, and Trevor Noah.
So you'd have to imagine that one of DJ Khaled, Jeff, Samara, and Spock is going, right? Because I don't think the other 4 could pull their votes together. DJ Khaled has an idol, so I think he's guaranteed to be safe no matter what. This might be, I could see a Samara or a Spock going here. Oh no, Spock's in the Alliance. Never mind.
It could be another 4-4. Could be a tie.
Could be a tie.
DJ Khaled, play your idol, sir.
take it off of your neck.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. DJ Khaled has the only advantage. It is time to vote. DJ Khaled will use the idol. All right, any votes cast against DJ Khaled will not count. He will be in the final seven. Somebody else will not.
He is one position higher, if you will.
DJ Khaled does not count.
Wow.
DJ Khaled does not count. DJ Khaled does not count. DJ Khaled does not count. Okay.
He would have gone. He would have gone.
How many votes did he get? Snooki.
Oh.
Snooki.
Snooki's angels are broken up already.
Snooki is Spock's angels. Yeah, the drive is spoken.
Oh wow, it was 4-4.
It would have been a 4-4 vote. The four votes on DJ Khaled. Yep. Let's see if it was Spock's angels voted for DJ Khaled.
Wow, look at the other four able to get their act together here.
Yep.
It was very much something like that they tried to do in Island of the Idols, but didn't work. Right. Okay, the rest of us aren't an alliance. Let's work together. Maybe Jeff Probst being the real motivator helped it here. Jeff Probst,
was that the people that did not get their loved ones?
No, Jeff Probst got Boston Rob, remember?
Okay, yes, that's true. Okay. So it was Jeff Probst,
Samara, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. Samara would be the least satisfying winner for me, by the way.
No, I just love the fact that this freaky ghost girl actually wins a Survivor season. That really truly means anyone can win the season.
Okay. All right. So... can DJ Khaled, Trevor Noah, Jeff Probst, and Samara make a run here?
Also, look at Trevor Noah squeaking by on a possible tie vote here. I mean, I think this was a big brain idea probably on DJ Khaled's part to draw the four votes to himself,
yeah.
Right? Knowing that he could just play the idol and invalidate the tie.
Mike, Trevor Noah is playing one of the best Brand Steel games we've ever seen.
What is he doing? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay. All right. I think after
I need a Daily Show just to figure out Trevor Noah's deeds.
Yeah, I think Akiva slandered the Trevor Noah Daily Show recently, and now he's on the warpath.
Yeah, he said, all right, this guy Chad was talking smack about me. I'm going to show him in the game of Survivor.
All right, we're at the final seven. It's Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Gail King, Jeff Probst, Samara, Spock, and Trevor Noah.
It should be noted, for the first time ever in the game, CBS has the numbers.
Wow, look at that.
They went from being 8-5 at the merge to now being 4-3 at the final seven.
Okay. All right. Let's go to back on the beach. We have no idols active in the game. There's an idol that is hidden. Okay, nobody has it.
DJ Khaled could find another one.
Yes. Okay. All right. Then Diane Lockhart, Gail King, and Spock. Is this still Spock's angels?
I guess so, if it still counts as two. But Gail King looks like she's really
the good fighters.
Gail King looks like she's ready to leave ASAP. She's at a two right now.
Oh, man. This is not a very strong alliance. Gail?
Why they just lost Snooki, and it doesn't help when DJ Khaled runs back after the vote and says, congratulations, you played yourself.
Yes. But Gail King has won three individual immunities in a row.
Let's see if she can make it four. Okay.
In the reward, Spock wins the reward, takes Diane Lockhart and Samara on the reward, not Gail King.
I wonder if at this point either Spock sees that Gail King is leaving the sinking ship, or he's possibly wanting to find a substitute, in this case Samara, someone from the other side.
Maybe to bring a vote over. Maybe that
it is quite logical.
Maybe he's trying to rebuild Spock's angels with Samara.
Yeah, well, plus, they do win a helicopter ride, and this is the closest the Spock gets to accessing the atmosphere. The closest he'll get to space over the course of
this. Yeah, okay. All right, in the immunity challenge, Spock is refueled. Maybe he did not feed Gail King. He wins immunity.
Wow, so Gail King, I mean, I'm a little fearful for Gail King now. There's a chance she might leave the Alliance, and she just lost immunity. There's a huge target on her back.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... let's go ahead and
you know what the problem was? This was the one where you have to balance the balls on the disc. Jeff nearly had it, but he kept titillating himself with his own commentary and dropped his balls as a result.
All right. So back on the beach, Gail King may not have individual immunity, but does have the hidden immunity idol.
You get an idol. You get an idol. You get an idol.
All right. So Gail King has the game's only idol at this point. Samara is impressing the rest of the... uh-oh. That's not good for Samara. Okay. Samara is doing well. Okay, all right. Jeff Probst and Samara have a small fight. So she's impressing the team, but she's fighting with Jeff Probst.
Yeah, I think Jeff Probst sees that, right? Like, oh, I see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm on to you, Samara.
Yeah. Okay.
On to you, Ghost Girl.
All right. So we have our alliance with Diane Lockhart, Gail King, and Spock, but Gail King is leaving the alliance. Okay, yeah. Spock, you don't want to take me on the reward? I'm out. And
why
I have
you
an idol.
Your space case?
Yeah. All right. Gail King is out. I don't need you. I don't need you.
But it looks like something else is forming here.
New alliance. Gail
new
King.
New trio.
Diane Lockhart and DJ Khaled.
Yeah, DGD.
All right. Diane, the DJ, and Gail King. They are an alliance.
Wow.
Okay, so boy, I'm having a hard time following the numbers here. Okay, so
let's parse it through.
All right, so at the last vote, the four that had the numbers, it was DJ Khaled. It was Trevor Noah. It was Jeff Probst. It was Samara. Okay.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled has jumped ship. I'm jumping ship.
He's now with Diane Lockhart and Gail King.
Okay. Which side has four?
I don't know if any side has four.
I think
King
I'm
is
seeing
also
a lot of threes.
Yeah. I've seen threes. There's a two with Spock and Diane Lockhart as well.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff Probst and Samara, they were in a three with Trevor Noah. But they're fighting.
Yeah. Trevor Noah is just sitting here on the sidelines lapping it all up.
Okay, could everybody vote for Trevor Noah tonight?
That could be a thing. He might be a rogue agent to get rid of, the only one who's not in any of these configurations.
I wonder if this is Jeff Probst tonight.
It might be.
He could
or
be the
Samara.
Odd person out. Could be Samara. Could be Samara, but Samara. Yeah. Yeah, it's really. It's come down. What does Trevor Noah want to do?
And Gail King as well. Gail King does have the idol. I think that has some power as well.
Okay. But I don't think the votes are coming for Gail King tonight. All right.
At least two aren't.
Okay. Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Gail King, Jeff Probst, Samara, Spock, and Trevor Noah. Gail King has an idol. Mike, do you have a call?
I feel like I think this is Samara. I think, or you know what? Actually, I'm going to put in a call. I think it's Trevor Noah. This is the final seven. This is the penultimate episode of David versus Goliath. This was the big Christian episode. I think we get one of our biggest characters of the season in Trevor Noah. This is their death call.
I think it's Jeff Probst. Let's see what happens. All right, let's go to the votes. And no votes. Immunity idol played for Gail King. She will keep it to the final six, at least. Let's see what happens. First vote, Gail King. Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Samara. Gail King, we're tied.
Oh,
three votes left.
No.
Samara. Gail King.
Oh, no.
Gail King voted out with an idol in her pocket. Wow. I was blindsided too. Who were the four votes? It had to have been Samara, Trevor Noah, Jeff Probst, and who's the fourth? Spock?
Yeah. Spock said, you know, it was all Spock.
Diane Lockhart. Traitor.
Diane Lockhart was the one?
It was Diane Lockhart. That's what her and Spock were probably talking about in the reward. Jeff Probst voted Samara.
Oh, so here's what happened then. So it was Diane Lockhart and Spock who said, screw Gail King. Gail King thinks she could leave our alliance. And Diane's probably not like, ha ha ha, I'm actually in an alliance.
And Trevor
well.
Noah and Samara. So Trevor Noah and Samara might have an alliance because they've been voting together. So it's Trevor Noah, Samara, Spock, and it was Diane Lockhart.
Wow. And so DJ Khaled, Jeff Probst, and Gail King left in the minority there. And Gail King goes home with an idol.
And for DJ Khaled, short-lived not being on the bottom. Because now him and Jeff Probst back at the bottom at the final six. Welcome to the bottom.
He thought he was the king. And he's like, I'm on top here. And then he promptly fell and played himself. And is now back in the minority with Samara.
Meet your final six. It's Diane Lockhart. It's DJ Khaled, Jeff Probst, Samara, Spock, and Trevor Noah. Very eclectic final six.
Absolutely. Quite a lineup here. Unfortunately, no cartoons represented, but we do have Freaky Ghost Girl. We've got an alien. We've got a couple of hosts in the reality and the news world. We've got a music superstar, and we have a fictional character.
Check it all out at robhaswebsite.com/Paramount.
All right. This is our finale, Rob.
Yeah. All right. We're in the finale. Gail King was voted out with an idol in her pocket. So yeah. We presume an idol will be back in play, at least for the next two rounds. So let's see what happens.
So did she assume that Diane Lockhart was on her side and Diane was the one who betrayed her?
I would have to think so, right?
Yeah, I think Diane was the turncoat here, the very stylish coat.
All right. So let's look at our alliances. Diane Lockhart and Spock, okay? Locke and Spock.
Spock and Locke.
Okay. All right. Then Diane Lockhart also has an alliance with DJ Khaled.
Listen, you say what you want about Diane Lockhart being purple. Like, she is making connections. She's building out a
Rolodex.
She's
been under the radar. Very much under the radar. Okay. She might get dragged in the final three. Like, Diane, what did you do? But she's playing a very subtle game. Okay. Let's see. All right. Immunity challenge. Trevor Noah wins his first immunity of the season. Congratulations to Trevor Noah. He will advance to the final five.
Gail King is out of the game now. This is what we talked about too. Of Gail King is a losing immunity challenges. Now's the time to get rid of her. Trevor Noah wins a spaghetti meal and cake.
Hey, oh, he's gonna bro down with DJ Khaled and Jeff Probst. The two on the bottom. All right. Trevor Noah's like, I'm not going anywhere tonight. Hey, yeah. You two, you've got nothing going on. All right, vote with me and Samara. Let's knock out Locke and Spock.
Oh, that could be interesting. We could see Locke and Spock break up as quickly as they came together here.
All right. So,
nothing
here we are.
Happening.
Nothing doing. No immunity idol. Final six tribal council. Could we see Trevor Noah pick up Probst and DJ Khaled and vote again with Samara against Spock and Locke?
I think it's going to be at least 3-3 because I can imagine maybe Diane and Spock go to Samara and say, look at those three guys broing down. Yeah, Do you want to see them in the final three?
Well, not for anything. I mean, this is like a Survivor Amazon where it's like Spock and Locke are the Jenna and Heidi right now and Samara is Christy. And they're like, hey, well, and I guess that if Samara is saying like, well, that, you know, you're promising me final three, they're promising me final four. But I mean, Trevor Noah is probably saying to her, like, I'll take you to the final three. It's a different story to the final three.
Exactly. Trevor and Samara are basically saying, like, let's fulcrum.
Yeah, it's like,
this
then we'll vote out Jeff Probst and DJ Khaled, and I'll go to the end with you.
Yeah, it'll be the two of us and Diane Lockhart. Nobody's going to vote for Diane Lockhart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would be wild for Samara to force a 3-3 tie here.
Well, let's see.
Okay. All right. I guess if there is a rock draw, they would be immune in a tie if they were going to put votes
on her.
But...
yeah, because Trevor Noah is immune.
Okay. All right. Let's see. First vote, Spock. Spock. Jeff Probst.
Oh.
Jeff Probst. Oh. That's two votes, Jeff. Two votes, Spock. Two votes left. Spock. Spock, the tribe has spoken. Four votes, Spock. Two votes, Jeff Probst.
I would imagine that this was Lockhart and Spock and Locke voted together. Oh, no. Locke voted for Spock.
Okay. So Locke voted for Spock. So it was Samara. And Spock. Oh. So Samara flipped. She voted with Spock, but Locke is Diane Lockhart is she's
was
shrewd.
Not, she
is
not
shrewd.
So locked in.
She's
no,
not
she
a
is.
She's not a stupid idiot well person like Samara.
Well, the thing is though,
I shouldn't make fun because I don't want Samara to haunt me in my dreams.
Exactly. You know where she can find you in 7 days' time. I guess the interesting thing is if Locke did vote with Spock, it would have been that 3-3 tie that I alluded to, but maybe Lockhart basically said, I would have flipped in the revote anyway. You know, I'm not going home in a rock draw at this point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to rock for Spock.
Locke won't go to rock for Spock.
Absolutely not.
All right. So, all right. We're at the final five. And now the person, the odd person out here is going to be Samara.
Right, but Diane Lockhart did lose her closest ally, so she might be out on her own as well.
So what do you think here, Mike? I mean, who's going home at the final five?
This really depends because...
You think they
really
could throw Samara back down the well?
It could be a case, but I don't know. I feel like Samara is such a ghost at this point, or goat, that you want to take her to the end because she's so darn freaky that her social game is essentially kaput.
Yeah, it'd be too disturbing to listen to her in the final three.
I feel like Jeff Probst is someone you don't want to bring to the fire making challenge.
Look at Jeff. He is I forgot somebody's going to make fire. So Jeff is here in the final five. Trevor Noah's played a great game. Diane Lockhart's been under the radar. What an underdog story DJ Khaled has had. Samara is the only person with like a. What is she doing here?
Yeah, but she
same thing
story,
we said in the
right?
Paramount Plus commercial.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's more so like I died. I live an afterlife existence, but I was able to make a new life for myself in this game.
Yes, but will she, like Coach Cower once upon a time, maybe get that championship ring?
I don't know if she has it, can put it on her finger. I don't know if that's corporeal.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and see what's happening at our final five. All right. Here we go. An alliance. Diane Lockhart and DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled might have been the MVP trying to get Diane to flip over at that last vote.
Yeah, and he was able to successfully.
Okay. And look, all he's done so far is win, win, win.
Yeah, except for that time that he, was in the minority a couple times.
Well,
but
he has not lost. You know, he keeps advancing. All right. Let's go to our reward challenge at the final five. All right. Sorry, our immunity challenge. All right. And it's Trevor Noah, who's come on real hot, that he's played an amazing strategic game.
I'm saying that Nick Wilson edit is coming along here when he's going to ring a string of immunities in the finale.
Wow. All right. So Trevor Noah, dead to rights before Patrick Stewart suddenly quit the game. Here he is.
Before a Pat leaves the game unexpectedly.
In the final four. All right. So back at camp. DJ Khaled and Jeff Probst have a major fight. They've worked together at times.
Jeff.
They've been on the bottom together.
Jeff, this is not what you
major
do.
Major fight.
Jeff. This is bad, Jeff. This is Survivor 101. Don't do this.
It has a lasting impact.
He's getting at least two votes here.
From who?
I'm calling it right now.
So if Jeff Probst is getting two votes, is it from Diane Lockhart? Is it from DJ Khaled? Could Trevor Noah, Jeff Probst, and Samara vote together?
If they feel like Diane and DJ Khaled, if they perceive them as a pair, they could easily do so, right? Because in that case, I think Trevor Noah is looking at these two and saying, well, they're going to take each other to the final three. I would rather be with a group of people that are all equally likely to take.
Honestly, if you're Trevor Noah, I think your ideal final three is Jeff Probst and Samara. With all due respect to Jeff Probst, he has not done a lot in this game. He has not played a great game. He what did he do? He found the Eye on the Ophir. He played it wrong on RuPaul. And other than that, he has not won challenges. He has been under the radar. He's been in some fights with people. He has not done much in this game.
But he is like a staple of Survivor. How much reverence will people have for the game of Survivor to give this to Jeff Probst?
Yeah.
You know, the man who's associated with the series itself.
Did he win the first immunity? Did he win the first immunity after the merge, maybe?
Yeah, he won the first immunity.
Right. But it's been a quiet post-merge for Jeff Probst.
Yeah, though he has been safe. He's been in the minority a couple times, but unlike someone like DJ Khaled, he hasn't had to play an idol to protect himself.
Yeah, okay. Then, let's see what's going to happen. No idols. It's been kind of idol-free for this back half of the
merge. After Gail King was voted out with one, they said, oh, let's just not touch him from now on.
All right. Final five. No one has any eligible items. When do you see that in Survivor? All right. Time to vote. First vote. Jeff Probst.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
This is a 3-2 vote, no matter what, right?
I think so.
Samara.
Hmm.
Okay. Samara. Samara. Oh,
Samara.
4-1.
It was a unanimous vote.
Wow. What is going on?
Interesting.
Too creepy, maybe.
Could it be a thing where Samara was like, it's been my time? Was this like a Ben Driebergen-esque, vote me out, I'm done here, I don't know why I'm still here, you all can eat food and sleep, I am stuck haunting this netherworld plane, please let me shuffle off this mortal coil and go to Ponderosa.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Strategically, does not make a lot of sense. I think Samara had the weakest case to win the game. Kind of rolled over and died.
Maybe she felt that, too. She's like, it'd be a better game if these four people fought it out at the end. Instead of me, I know I'm getting dragged there. I'm not going to do it. I'm the one who makes people watch the tape. You know, I'm the playmaker here. And so I'm making the ultimate play.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Samara. All right. So we will have an interesting winner no matter what. Diane Lockhart, DJ Khaled, Jeff Probst in the final four, and Trevor Noah.
Wow. This is a stacked final four.
Yeah. Diane Lockhart, She has been the very wily operator. She has been really like a behind the scenes. She has been very under the radar, but she has been active. DJ Khaled, he was the underdog. Count it out. And now here he is in the final four somehow. Remember when it was at the final nine and it was 8-1? Here he is, Jeff Probst. He's now in his own game, and he has shined. Here he is in the final four. People thought, oh, Jeff, you would never have a chance at Survivor. Here he is with a shot to win. And Trevor Noah, what else can we say about the game Trevor Noah has played?
It's immaculate the way he was able to make his way from being a guaranteed swap screwed boot to screwing people over between taking votes, flipping and revotes, etc. Trevor Noah has kind of dictated the way the game has gone in this post-merge, and we'll see if it continues in this very vital final round.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at who will win immunity. Who will
now,
get?
I mean, it's good to know.
Are we going to the camp first? Is that what we're
going
to do?
We're going to camp first because it is notable that, unfortunately, in getting rid of Samara, Diane and DJ Khaled are still in the game together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Trevor Noah in particular, or Jeff, you got to win immunity. Because you know if one of those two win, they're taking each
other. Is Samara especially good at making the fire, Mike? Is that one of her powers?
No, she's more so affiliated with water,
I think she's very wet and like drippy.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like a natural extinguisher.
She's got that drip. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's see what happens. So, I think the final four fire making does change the equation a little bit. All right. So let's see. Whoever wins immunity will have a decision to make. So it is going to be Diane Lockhart. What a time to win immunity at the final four. Diane Lockhart will argue her case in front of the jury. That she is no stranger to.
And I can imagine that DJ Khaled's coming with her to the final three.
Perhaps that she has put up a good fight, certainly, here as she goes to the final three. Let's find out then who will go into our fire making challenge.
All right, let's see if there's anything to do with camp. No,
nothing. All right, boy, Mike, what kind of poetic justice might it be if Jeff Probst is thwarted by the final four fire making challenge?
Yeah, it's this thing of you introduce it into the game and it becomes
He's
going to
say, well, it's not fair. It's not
wait
fair. Wait, hold on. If it was a vote, I would have got through. We should have been in the final three.
You know what? We should make a final four final vote is what it is. We just need to stop it at the final
four. Whose idea was this? It stinks.
Matt Van Wagon, why'd you come up with this?
Okay. All right. So let's see. You think that it is going to be Trevor Noah and Jeff Probst making fire?
Unless Diane feels like DJ Khaled's such a big threat that she's going to throw him into fire.
Yep. Does Jeff Probst get dragged to the end and DJ Khaled, hey, I need you to beat Trevor Noah?
Oh, that could be interesting. Trevor Noah's the biggest threat. I don't trust Jeff. You're my main man, DJ Khaled. I'm sending you in. This is sort of like a Chrissy and Devin situation.
Yes. Okay. All you do is win. I need you. I need one today.
Let's see if that logic continues.
Let's see. All right. So Diane Lockhart is going to give safety to one other castaway. DJ Khaled will go to the final three. All right.
Oh, my God.
DJ Khaled has come all the way back to get to the final three. So Trevor Noah and Jeff Probst will go into the final four fire making. Boy, Jeff, like, not for anything. This will not be a good look if you lose to Final Four fire making. You're the person. If you're going to come to Survivor, you better know how to make a fire. You better know.
I write articles about it.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
Jeff right, Probst so gonna... and Trevor Noah will square off for a shot in the final three. Jeff Probst wins the final four fire making.
Oh, that was so close. Jeff Probst is like, oh, I knew it all along. This was my secret weapon. Jeff Probst avoided the public embarrassment of his career in going out in the fire making challenge. Instead, our fallen angel here is Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah should have been in the final three. Trevor Noah did an incredible job. One of the best Brand Steel performances of all time.
Yeah, I think where he really lost here was getting rid of Samara. I think it's that simple. I think he paid for it in that Diane immediately wins the next immunity challenge and takes DJ Khaled. If you break that pair up, you're much more.
Samara voted for Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been, you know, he should have made that push, though. He should have pushed more so than Samara wanting to quit the game. Yeah. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, Trevor's our final juror here.
Boy. Would have been fun to get Trevor Noah to the end, but okay. Our Trevor Noah will be the final member of our jury.
Yes. He's the, we could call it like the Daily 38 show. Is because that's right. The day he made it.
Yes.
Too.
He was, he has a daily show, but he was one day short of day 39. As Diane, DJ Khaled, and Jeff Probst are going to face off against the jurors. Okay.
Rob, there is a chance that Jeff Probst could win this season.
Jeff Probst could win. You know, when you took Trevor Noah off the board, though, this is kind of wide open.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's wide open in brain steel no matter what. And I do feel like, again, it's a super great top four because all these people have done things in this game.
All these people have done things, but it's not like that. I feel like that Brant Steele really is going to recognize a challenge beast, somebody that like DJ Khaled, he did play the idol successfully once. Mm-hmm. Diane won an immunity. Did DJ Khaled win an immunity along the way?
I don't. Did you win an immunity, John Robert? No, I don't think DJ Khaled has won an immunity.
Jeff won an immunity along the way, so it is kind of wide open. I think strategically, Diane Lockhart, she played the best game. I think she's going to dominate the outwit part of the game.
But she also betrayed more of her allies more closely.
Yes.
Right? Like she was in alliances with people like Snooki, with Gail King, with Spock. She betrayed them all, essentially.
Now,
so
Jeff,
that's an issue.
Did make the fire in front of the jury. That is powerful. Yeah. That is powerful.
He's going to explain that is powerful.
That is the lasting image.
Juries really like that.
Yes. That's the lasting image that the jury will have. DJ Khaled, that, I mean, he certainly demonstrated the outlast portion of the game where he was left for dead all through like the early part of the merge and came all the way back.
Do you think DJ Khaled performs his final argument as a rap?
I don't know. Let's see. All right.
He feels like a big brother.
Here's our jurors. All right. The 10 people on the jury are going to be Beavis and Butthead, Chase, Gail King, Dangle, Lucy Ricardo, RuPaul, Samara, Snooki, Spock, and Trevor Noah. Okay. Let's just talk storylines. Spock, look, Diane Lockhart better hope that Spock is feeling especially logical and not in his feelings about that she turned and voted out Spock.
Yeah, I think that bitter Spock would not be a great look here, potentially. We also have, I mean, Gail King is also another person who might have an axe to grind, especially the fact that she was voted out with an idol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say that, I'm trying to think of if anyone has really an axe to grind against someone like Jeff Probst. I don't think so. I feel like Jeff Probst and DJ Khaled kept their hands relative. RuPaul might be
a little salty with Jeff after Jeff played the idol nullifier to try to get RuPaul's idol.
But Jeff could be like, but that was Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah did that.
No, well, Trevor Noah stole the vote, but Trevor Noah's on the jury. So let's see. You ready? Let's see what are we going to get next, Mike?
I think we're going to get like the votes are being read. So they're going to be read one at a time.
All right, here we go. So let's go ahead and wait for the winner to be revealed. All right. So on this screen, it's time to reveal the winner. Okay, these are votes for the winner of Survivor Paramount Mountain. All right, here we go. First vote, Diane Lockhart.
Okay.
Jeff Probst gets a vote.
Oh.
Diane Lockhart. Jeff Probst. Okay, that's 2-2. No votes for DJ Khaled yet.
DJ Khaled got shut out here.
Diane. Jeff Probst.
Jeff
that's
Probst.
4 votes Diane, 3 votes Jeff. This is a 10-person jury, correct?
Yep.
3 votes left. Okay. Jeff Probst.
Wow.
We are tied 4-4. Jeff Probst. And the winner of Survivor Paramount Mountain is Jeff Probst. Congratulations. Wow. Jeff, you did it.
Jeff, you
I'm so proud. People are going to say that this is fixed, and it wasn't.
No, Jeff Probst was made mistakes all over the place, but he made fire when he needed to. He made moves when he needed to.
Oh my God, Jeff is going to be with all due respect, Jeff, congratulations, but he is going to be insufferable about like now. That's how you win. You go to the Final Four and you make the fire. See?
Exactly. And he's going. Does he host his own reunion? He's going to be like, now when I played the game. You want to play
it's going to be like, yeah, that's and the winner of Survivor Paramount Mountain is me. How did I do it? We'll talk about it at the reunion show.
We won't talk to the people who didn't vote for me because it's my reunion now.
It's all mine reunion. And when we come back, we'll talk to me. I'll talk about the time that I made the fire and the time that I won immunity and how I took the idol nullifier on the island and then used it against RuPaul. In one of the biggest moments of the season, when we come back on the Survivor Paramount Mountain Reunion Show.
Jeff Probst won, and nothing else matters.
We're back here live at the Survivor Paramount Mountain Reunion Show. Jeff, what's it like to have won the game? Well, it's incredible.
Well, let's stay on that for another 20 minutes. Let's bring up family members of Jeff. Boston Rob, you're in the audience. Tell me about how great my win was.
All right, let's talk to some other people. DJ Khaled, what was it like playing with me?
Now, Diane Lockhart, you didn't get as many votes as me. Why do you think that is?
Trevor Noah, what was it like losing to me in the final fire making? How great was my jury speech?
James Corden, wasn't it fun when we were together? You would have still lost to me.
Yeah. Well, look, he got the most FaceTime in the commercials.
He literally was all the FaceTime. He controlled the marketing. So he
controlled
sure
the marketing. I mean, this was his home turf. Nobody knew. He knew Fiji like the back of his hand. The elements did not bother him in the least. He had home field advantage. And look, congratulations to Jeff Probst, the winner of Survivor Paramount Mountain.
This truly shows if you live through the game day in and day out for 40 seasons, you're bound to be at least a pretty good Survivor player, at least in the eyes of certain Paramount characters.
Let's see. Here are the votes for Jeff Probst. Beavis and Butthead. They were a vote for Jeff. Chase. Remember that they had the Law and Order Alliance voted for Diane Lockhart. Gail King voted for Jeff Probst. Gail King. Maybe it might have been a vote against Diane.
I think it very much is. I think Diane pissed too many people off.
I think that Jeff had better jury management this season.
Yeah, I think Jeff, despite changing the jury format so many times, I think Jeff understands a jury.
Yep. Dangle voted for Diane. Lucy voted for Jeff.
That's a RuPaul. CBS connect,
well, you know what? Big person RuPaul is to vote for Jeff Probst. RuPaul respects the game.
Exactly. RuPaul's like, at the end of the day, I got to give the award to another reality show host to show that we can pull it off. We can walk the walk and talk the talk.
Samara was not a fan of Jeff Probst. Samara cast her one vote for Jeff when she went home, voted for Diane Lockhart. Snooki voted for me. They have a mutual friend in Wendell, voted for Jeff Probst. Spock was very logical. Spock and Locke. Do not call Spock a bitter juror. He voted for Diane.
Spock was not bitter. He was not undergoing any sort of what was that? The Ponfar as well. He was thinking with his heart or his head, not necessarily.
And
his heart.
Trevor Noah votes for Jeff Probst to beat him in the fire making challenge. So
that was a close.
Yeah,
vote,
really exciting though. Finish.
Give it up for Diane Lockhart, though. She is someone who came really out of nowhere. We thought she was screwed after the post swap, but she proved to go from good wife to great player.
Okay. All right. So, Samara
with the
fan favorite award.
We just love how spooky she is.
Yeah. I wouldn't have voted for her. Wouldn't have been my call.
I think there's a certain outset of Survivor fans that resonate
would
with
not,
her.
Nope. Not me. Okay. All right. We get on the circle. Okay. All right.
would she catch it with someone?
That's just like the last thing you see is a circle. Oh, that'd be good. Okay. Then Jeff Probst is the winner of the season. Congratulations.
I'm stunned that DJ Khaled got shut out here.
Yeah, DJ Khaled. I thought all he does is win. He came all the way back.
I think it didn't help that he got brought to the end by Diane Lockhart. He didn't win any challenges. I also think, again, his choice to do a rap in his final speech, while it was great for the TikTokers, mm-hmm. did not play well to the jurors.
Do you think that the jury questioning was a lot of like, but do you even have a show on Paramount Plus? Yeah. Why are you here?
What are you
doing
here?
What is your program? Do you have a podcast?
Yeah, exactly. Can you talk? What do you do here?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
We all have shows, whether we are like 50 years old or 1 year old.
Yes. And speaking of the 1 year olds, so many of the children went out early this season between Dora the Explorer, Young Sheldon, even SpongeBob.
Oh, I forgot about how just, and that's another great story as well. Jeff Probst and Diane Lockhart, the top two finishers from a tribe that was just absolute chaos.
Yes.
Pre-merge. Let's
true the David versus Goliath mode. Fashion that CBS
Patrick
team
Stewart
came all the way back. Okay.
Using the idol.
Challenge beast Gail King really dominated the season. And then Trevor Noah had a late push, won six challenges, including reward challenges. Three immunity wins for Gail King, two for Trevor Noah. And then Trevor Noah won four different rewards. RuPaul, so many votes received.
Yes.
Beavis and Butthead got 15 votes somehow.
Votes across the board. Beavis and Butthead got votes in the very first vote. Remember that, like, they got a bunch of votes when they were voted out, and then they got a bunch of votes in the very first vote of the game when Dora went home.
Yeah. Wow. Mike, can you believe it? We did it.
This might have been one of our wildest ones yet.
Hey, we say that every time.
I know we say that every time, but I mean it this time.
Yeah.
Until we get to the next one.
No, this was very memorable. This was very exciting. So, kudos to you, Mr. BS. You've done it again.
I mean, I'm so grateful to come back here and do this, Rob. Even with the most weird, bizarre circumstances, this was an incredibly fun season to watch. I am still in disbelief that Jeff Probst has won a season of Survivor. I think now he can take that to the bank, no matter what happens with the rest of Survivor. We saw Jeff Probst win a season of Survivor.
You never thought it would happen.
It was against fictional characters and celebrities and animated characters, but a win is still a win. So congratulations to Jeff Probst. Congratulations.
All he did was win.
Oh, DJ JP.
Okay. All right. Mike, you are one of the hardest working people in podcasting. What else are you up to besides talking about Paramount Mountain?
Yeah, so besides this insanity, of course, on post-show recaps, I'm going down the hatch every week with Josh Wiggler covering Lost Season 4. I'm covering The X-Files with my wife, Angela Bloom, on a podcast called The Bloom Files, where I have never seen The X-Files before, and she's a super fan, so we're gauging our
what relationship goals this is.
It's you know, find someone who will show you a weird-ass show and record your reactions to it.
Yes.
That's partner goals. And then also, actually, this past week, if you are a patron of Post Show Recast, we have a very special treat. We got the B&B back together. Myself and Liana Boris talked about Paul Blart Mall Cop on Post Show Recaps Theater.
Yes.
It was an hour and a half. That movie as well is just a really weird twist in the middle of it, much like a Survivor season.
Ooh.
So check that out if you want some B&B action. And then over on the RHAP side, of course, Rob, you and I are talking Tough as Nails every week with Jessica Leese and possibly the snubbed host, Phil Kogan, who is not able to show up on Paramount Mountain.
I really want to ask him if he joins us this week.
Yeah, about like what his thoughts were on Paramount Mountain.
Yeah.
And then we talked about, of course, as you mentioned this past week, we did Outwit, Outplay, Outlist musical moments. It's safe to say DJ Khaled's jury speech would make its way in there, both in its failure as well. Would probably put it right up there in the ratings. But we did that with Jenny Autumn. And speaking of Jenny Autumn, she joined myself, Taryn Armstrong, Liana Boris to do a Big Brother Canada think tank in honor of the upcoming premiere of Big Brother Canada 9. We went through twists that range from the most serious to the most silly to talk about what could possibly be done, what do we want to be done, and what should get shredded like some nice Canadian letters. Mm-hmm. It was 3 hours, actually around the time of this podcast, of a lot of great and silly game talk. So be sure to check that out. And in addition to, I'm sure, some other stuff coming out. I know we mentioned this at the very beginning, but Rob and I are going to be coming back together at the end of this month to do a patron version of a break.
Those have been very fun.
Yeah, again, starring patrons as the roles, playing it out essentially over the course of a night. So if that intrigues you after listening to all this, feel free to sign up to become a patron of Post Show Recap. It's one of the many fringe benefits you get from becoming a patron of this lovely network.
Okay. All right. So, meanwhile, we are going to be talking about the 32nd best season of Survivor on Wednesday night. Going to be breaking it down. Survivor Ghost Island.
Here comes Samara.
Very creepy. So we will be talking about that with Liana Boris and Phil T. We're going to be doing that on a Wednesday night, but we will not be live this Wednesday because Taryn Armstrong will be kicking off the Big Brother Canada coverage live after the episode, the return of Big Brother Canada 9. Wake up, Canada. It's time for Big Brother Canada to come back finally on Wednesday night. That will be live. Taryn will be live after the episodes Wednesday and Thursday. And I will be back doing one night of coverage a week of Big Brother Canada. I will be back on Monday nights. It'll be my casual corner breaking down what's going on Monday nights on Big Brother Canada. I'm very excited to be back and doing a regular night of Big Brother Canada coverage for the first time in a little bit. So looking forward to that. I'll be back live on Mondays.
What do you think the casual corner reaction was this season to Jeff Probst winning the season?
Oh, so excited. So excited.
Either so excited or this was clearly rigged.
Rigged.
He knew where the idols were hidden. He knew what was going to happen. He knew behind the scenes. This was his season to lose. Survivor's unfair. I'm not watching anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one or the other. Chances are. All right, Mike, this was so great. Of course, catch everything we have going on in our Patreon podcast feed. We got the Patreon brand steal coming up later on this month. We have Patreon activities every single week. Also Patreon podcasts, including our weekly feedback show with all the questions that we don't get to on our Wednesday night panel discussions. So that's all at robinsonwebsite.com/Patreon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance, and it's a good thing, too, because you're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.